Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You let me know.
Tom, we are live.
Pat, are we live?
We are certainly live.
Well, then let me welcome everybody to the best show. Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to the best show. My name's Tom. I'm the host of the show, and boy, do we have a great one for you tonight. Look out. 50 biggest crab apples of all time. Talking about the 50 biggest crab apples, who'll make the list? Got a few crab apples could make the list. A few might not make the list. We'll find out, and we'll discuss what is a crab apple, even that. Like, what is a crab apple, right? We'll figure that out. We got a lot to do, and tonight also, I'd like to extend an invitation to you, the best show listener, to call up and if you want to wish Mr. Trump a farewell or pay tribute to him at all today. This is his last night in the White House. Last night in the White House. So if you want to pay tribute to him or honor him, you call tonight. And what is the number again? 201-332-3484. That's the number if you want to call the best show. Get in on the action. You can call and be a part of the festivities. And in the meantime, it's time for us to start the best show the way we start the best show. And that's with the best show music. Best show. Here we go. Let's do it. The best show. What are we doing? Welcome to another exciting episode of the show. here on a Tuesday night, as we have been doing for 79 years. The show is here. I remember I was on the air that night to announce that that first night I announced. I think I announced that Lou Gehrig hit two homers in a game. Those were the days, huh? Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth. What's up? The phone number 201-3-3-2-3-4-8-4. And we're going to talk about the 50 biggest crab apples ever. Well, not ever. Don't want to go too far back. Try to do it within the modern era. Not looking for no crab apples from the 1300s. I would like to say Chaucer is my choice for one of the ultimate crab apples. He was quite a crab apple back then. And let's figure out what a crab apple even is, for starters. Like, I get called old crab apple. Somebody's like, Tom's old crab apple. And first time I heard it, I broke into tears. Started bawling my eyes out. I'm a crab apple. What? Next thing you know, though, I think about it. I'll own it. I could see it. If I'm a crab apple. It's maybe somebody who's a little curmudgeonly, right? A little sour, but maybe also not like a nihilist, though. That's not what it is. A crab apple is not a nihilist. Not a truly negative force where you're a force for bad, or you can't stand anybody. Not like that. Just maybe it's like, cause the Fran Lebowitz documentary came out, this thing on Netflix called, Pretend It's a City. And I've watched one episode so far and I enjoyed it. It's, produced by Marty Scorsese. I call him Marty because I don't know him. I have the luxury of referring to him as a. So people are like, "Oh, Bobby De Niro, really, Bobby?" Can I call him Bobby? But Marty, I'd call him Mr. Scorsese if I met him. I'll say this though. He's on this series with, Fran Lebowitz. All I ask for in this life, somebody to laugh at what I'm saying one time, the way Marty's laughing at Fran Lebowitz. I'll tell you, there's things she says on this thing. Look, she's very entertaining. I like her a lot. And what is that? What, I got a studio audience pumped in now? Can you keep it down? God forbid anybody not pay attention. No. And I want to say this also. When I brought up last week, was I a crab apple? No, let me finish. So if I had two times in my life for somebody to laugh at what I'm saying the way Martin Scorsese laughs at these throwaway lines that Fran Lebowitz is like saying, where she's like, he's like, "So you ever, you like the M&M store?" And she's like, "I hate the M&M store." Oh, Oh my goodness. Take it easy, Marty. Ain't heard no jokes in your life before? You know, other people, like, and look, I love Fran Lebowitz, but, Martin Scorsese losing his shirt over there. Couldn't hold it together. It's like, where she'll just say a thing where she's like, I'd rather, she'll say just something like, I'd rather walk down the street with a bag of, garbage bag strapped on my back than take the E downtown. One time, give me somebody to laugh. I'm sure that caller last week laughed like that with me. And I did like it, but it made me a little uncomfortable also. I do want to say last week, I brought up this crab apple concept and I got flagged by my double threat partner, Julie Klausner. She flagged me. She heard this. I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a crab apple am I? And then Dudio goes, oh, you're like a 1. And then Julie was like, oh, give me a break. A 1 or a 2.
I don't think I rated you that low.
I think
did
you
I?
Said a 2. I think you
I said a 2.
Two. Yeah. You're like, you're not a crab apple.
I do not remember that. I must have blacked out.
And Julie was like, ay, ay, ay. The guy, she flagged it and she said, Dudio and Pat were both like, you're not a crab apple.
What is the shake? Just a shaky voice as we say it.
I said
not
you were
a crab apple.
I said that at times you were a 6.
Okay. Look, Pat, I'm not the one going after you guys.
Yeah. No, I know.
I'm just saying what Julie double threat Klausner
wow.
said. Cause then Brett came on
and Brett said,
and Brett's yeah. like, you're an 8.
And you should be proud of it is what he said.
And you should be proud of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, you have to see Brett. You don't see us. So you could easily cut us out.
So man, that's why you gave.
I also had the advantage of going third. So I could kind of, you know, see how the field was playing.
See, and your price is really right. Unfair. Your price is right at it. Your price yeah. is right
yeah.
at it.
Yeah, after you said not to Price is Right it.
The first one yeah. who says the number loses, right?
That's how it goes in any negotiation.
Yeah.
First person to throw out a number loses. That's why I'll say this also. You're ever in a situation, and also I want to say this, I looked into this karate robe thing, the karate belt. I'm buying black belts, and I'm just going to wear them all the time. I'm just going to go around wearing a karate bathrobe all the time with a black belt. And I think I might even put little orange stripes on it. And people go, what's that? I'll go, you don't know what this is? Oh, okay. Hey, what's a, they're like, I thought there's something more than a black belt. I'm like, oh, you don't know what a black karate belt with orange stripes is? Yeah. You best be, stepping. Cause I might break off some karate on you right now. And then I'll just do a karate flip, but I'll make like I'm doing a karate flip, but they'll be running so they won't see. Then I make like I did it cause they're like behind me. They're not looking and I go like, oh, I never did a double flip. I'll say something like that. And I just make like I landed like, whew. Yeah. So I'm going to get those. I'm going to get those karate bath robes and some black belts. But yeah, you're ever in any situation and somebody goes, for $1,000, would you eat a pancake from the bottom of a dumpster? You go, no. All right, for $5,000, would you do it? No. Okay, 10,000? No. No! Yeah, I said no. All right, 25,000. You say no? Because you know why? Because nobody's actually breaking open a suitcase full of money to make you do it. Why not have some principles? Why not have some principles? That's what I say. Well, you gotta fold. And look, I'm looking at Twitter right now. Somebody sent the two Muppets. Ugh. I want to say this about those old man Muppets. They're always moaning about how bad the Muppet Show is. First of all, they're right. That's the one thing. They're completely correct. Muppet Show's terrible, and they're rightfully judging it. Secondly, though, why are you there? Go see a different show. You don't get it by now? You don't realize this Muppet Show sucks? These jokes are so old. Leave. And look, some people aren't getting it. They're sending pictures of Muppets. And also this Muppet thing, there's big news. This Muppet community, I've never seen a more beaten down community than this Muppet community. They tweeted a thing, hey, Muppet fans, big announcement coming. And then these Muppet fans are on the edge of their seat for a week. What's the big announcement? Can't wait for the big announcement for Muppets. What's going to be the big Muppet announcement? And you know what the big Muppet announcement was? Yeah, we're putting the Muppet Show on Disney Plus. Yeah. Whoa, really? So you own the Muppets and you're dropping it on to the garbage dump of a site where you have the computer wore tennis shoes on there. I can watch The Cat from Outer Space. All these bad, like, Disney live action movies are already up there and they're like, hey, great news. We're putting the Muppet Show on Disney Plus. Why wasn't it there already? But these Muppet fans are like, thank you. Thank you, Muppets. Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you, kindly Muppet overlords. Your generosity knows no bounds. I tell you, these Muppet fans, they're beaten down. They're beaten down. So yeah, I'm not looking for no Muppets on this list. I'm not looking. Somebody send a picture of Greg Ginn. No, Greg Ginn's not a crab apple. It's a certain kind of person is a crab apple. Who's a crab apple to you, Dudio?
Let's see, Pete Townsend?
Yeah, I don't know.
Alex Chilton? Neil Young?
Neil Young's a crab apple. He's like moaning about this, moaning about that. Yeah, that's a crab apple.
What number?
43.
Neil Young.
Yeah. But and you have a running, you have a thing here where we can all look at it.
We can all see it. Yep.
Where is
it? And I'll pop it in the chat too, from time to time.
Why can't I see it? You texted it to me, right?
Yeah. If you, I texted you a link. Yeah. If you click on that, it should open in notes and then you'll see.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. All right. I'll check that out. Can you email it to me, please?
I'll email it to you, too.
Please,
yeah.
Please. It would be very kind. I would appreciate it.
I'll put it in an email.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Please. Thank you. I sound like a Muppet fan here. Thank you. Thank you so much. And that last Muppet thing, people say I'm going after the Muppets. Like, you know who hates Muppets more than me is the people making Muppet stuff. They're the ones hurting the brand more than I am. I could say any. Look, and secondly, they caught a bunch of Muppets at the Capitol. You all know that. There were a bunch of Muppets. I remember seeing what's his name? Ziegfeld, the one with the nose, the crooked nose. What's that one who likes chickens?
Gonzo?
Gonzo. He was at the Capitol. He was saying, this is our house now. It's very troubling. And then the one, that eagle guy. What's the eagle's name?
Sam the Eagle.
Sam the Eagle. Yeah, so what they think of that one on the car ride over? Sam the Eagle. What are we going to call that eagle we created? They park. I don't know, Sam the Eagle. Yeah, that's good. Then they get out of the car and walk into the office. That's some first thought business going on there. He was in the Capitol. He was, I remember seeing him on top of a statue. I'll say this about this. Look, every one of these people should be rounded up and launched into space for that. But I do want to ask this. This is supposed to be like an office building, right? The Capitol? This is supposed to just like doing work there. It looked like the Vatican in there. They got a little hall of statues in there. I don't know. Sick. It's sick and sad. You think any Muppets are going to get a last minute pardon from Trump? Any chance?
Maybe Animal.
Yeah. I think they pardon Animal. And then that other Muppet, Walter. And then they also pardon the Ahmed the terrorist. That's the only Muppet I like is when Jeff Dunham does a Muppet. Those are the Muppets I like. When Jeff Dunham is like doing Ahmed the dead terrorist. Who else? What are his other Muppet? He is Walter. Does he have like a racist? Of course he's a right one. There's one that's like a, is it like a jumping bean or something?
Peanut?
No, not Peanut. Peanut is offensive for different reasons. No, there was.
I see Walter,
mm-hmm.
Bubba J, Peanut, Jose Jalapeno on a stick.
Well, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Jose Jalapeno on a stick. Was he leading a hate rally with that? I think I saw that on a sign at the Capitol. Somebody just wrote Jose Jalapeno on a stick. This pandemic did a lot of damage to a lot of businesses. One business it did not do damage to is the flag making business. A lot of variant flags going on out there. U.S. flag with Trump riding a motorcycle down the middle of it. When's the last time you think that guy, you think he was ever on a motorcycle? Think Trump was ever riding a motorcycle around? Like as if he could like tell the difference between motorcycles. Like this one's got great kick to it. But every one of those pictures they show him, he looks like he's 35 years old and he's like riding a motorcycle with no helmet. So who do we got on the list? Neil Young.
Neil Young's the only one so far.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford?
Harrison Ford should be on the list. Will we have any good calls?
We have a few, yes.
A few? Not full phones, though, huh?
Full phones as of me hanging up the phone right now.
No, how about that?
Sir, please hold.
And I want to say this to Tavy. I'm not going after the Muppets. I'm looking on Twitter, and Tavy's given... saying this is Muppet slander. Stop talking about my Muppet overlords like that. Great news, Muppet fans. We have a big announcement. The Muppet Show will contain the opening credits. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Muppets. And you know how you got this baby Yoda, right? And everybody loves baby Yoda. I love baby Yoda. I watch Mandalorian as I do everything. Every time I see baby Yoda, I can't handle it. But man, what must go on between a baby Yoda and a full Yoda? Cause Yoda is gross and is everybody's least favorite character in all of Star Wars, right? Baby Yoda's everyone's favorite character. Those Yodas, they turn at some point. What turns in a Yoda to make them so repulsive? Cause you see baby Yoda is the cutest thing you ever saw in your life. You can't handle it. Then you see the regular Yoda and you're just like, ugh, get this snooze away from me. Boring, blowhard. The only way Yoda could be more annoying is if like he, was like a record collector or like a new weed enthusiast who talks about just like strains of weed and like an expert when it's just like, oh, didn't you used to hate weed like a year ago? Now you're lecturing me about it? Yeah. But something happens with these Yodas. I hope they explore that in this Star Wars world.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug and I love drinking my wine.
Give me a good call, Pat. Please.
Hello?
Hello, Best Show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Jonah from Elgin, Illinois.
Jonah?
From Elgin, Illinois. Jonah, 10 out of 10.
Jonah, 10 out of 10, because that's what you did on a previous call. You're 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
And you're from Elginton, Illinois.
Yeah.
Which is where now?
It's 45 minutes northwest of Chicago.
And you go in, and what do you go in? You go and you watch a White Sox game. Are you a White Sox fan or a Cubs fan?
I'm not a baseball fan. I hate the Cubs, but I don't love the Sox.
So you just don't like baseball?
I don't like baseball, but I particularly dislike the Cubs.
Sure. And is that because you dislike Cubs fans?
You got it, buddy. Yep.
Their weird fetishizing of being losers.
Yep.
Their whole identity tied to never winning. And then they finally win and it didn't fix anything.
Nope. You got it. You nailed it, as always.
So you don't like that. You don't like them. You hate that vine, right? All that vine all over that wall.
Stadium's nice. It's just when you go there, nobody's watching the game. They just get up and down. They talk loudly.
Well, it's boring. It's baseball. Yeah. It's boring. They. I'll say this. Baseball's the dumbest sport that ever existed. You know why? Because they'll just imagine there's a sport. Imagine if you were just like into basketball, for example, which is the best sport everybody knows. Well, not college basketball, but the NBA. Imagine if it's like, oh, well, this NBA court, the rim is is 12 feet high. And it kind of, the baseline isn't a straight line, but it kind of points out like a triangle. You're like, why? Shouldn't this all be uniform? They're like, no, each basketball court has its own personality. And then you're going down, you're dribbling down the floor, and suddenly the ball, you dribble through a patch of grass all of a sudden. You're like, wait, why is there a patch of grass on the field? Oh, that's always been there. That's the personality. And then you get certain things where it's like, oh, this guy hits a lot of home runs because he plays in a field where the wall is 50 feet closer than the other stadiums. And it's like, oh, no, well, this is a hitter-friendly park. Imagine it's just like you go to an NBA thing and then there's one court has like a staircase next to the basket. Right? Or a ladder. Oh, no, it's a basket friendly court. Between that, well, thank you for laughing. You're laughing now. Now I know how Fran Lebowitz feels. Now I know how Fran Lebowitz feels, and boy, it is good. All right. Well, that just upset me. That was fake. Was that fake?
No.
That's really you laughing?
Yes. You really,
you are truly my favorite caller ever. And your name again is what? Clark?
Jonah.
Jonah.
Jonah, like Jonah and the whale, yeah.
Sure. Who are your favorite Jonas? Ray?
Isn't there a Jonah
like Ray?
Effed Up? Isn't there a Jonah and Effed Up?
There is a Jonah and Effed Up. Yeah, amazing drummer.
Young governor, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. He's asked me my number one favorite. Yeah, for sure. In music that I know of. I can't think of many others, but for sure. Jonah Hill, not so much.
Not Jonah Hill. What about poor old Jonah Ray?
He's funny. Yeah. I mean, he's a thief, but he's funny.
He stole my beer. Remember? 33 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to let go of that one. I will say, the late, great Neil Mahoney, who passed away a week or so ago, friends with Jonah, loved Jonah, Jonah's sweetheart, Neil's sweetheart. Mm. When Jonah was on talking about how he didn't steal my beer, Neil immediately went and dug up clips of Jonah 15 years earlier saying, my name is Jonah Ray, and I haven't paid for a drink in 4 years. And I'll tell you how to, like, steal drinks. He dug up a clip. He sent that to me within 30 seconds. Neil Mahoney, rest in peace.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so that's what sucks about baseball. Imagine, like, football. It's like, oh, this field has a slope on it, and it rolls down and then goes back up. Or like hockey, and it's like, oh no, part of the rink is not frozen for this part. Cause that's what we do. It's character. Uniform. You make me commissioner of baseball? Uniform. I'll make the fields uniform, and the thing I will make not uniform, the managers will not dress up like their players. When you see Tommy Lasorda, rest in peace, 75-year-old man dressed in a, it's like he's out trick-or-treating with his grandchildren. Like, yeah, I decided to be a ball player and go out with the kids. They wanted to dress like ball players, so I did too. That's what he looks like. Can't wear a nice shirt and pants.
You don't want to see, the coaches on the NBA on the sidelines with jerseys and shorts on?
Exactly. I'm supposed to go to a game, and suddenly I'm supposed to go see Tom Thibodeau wearing a Walt Frazier uniform, like a throwback jersey.
What if they made them only wear the 70s shorts, though? Like, all the coaches differentiated because they had to wear the 70s shorts.
Yeah. They have to wear shorts from whatever era they loved basketball in. So I got to see Tom Thibodeau dressed like John Stockton on the sideline.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Jonah, you laugh. You literally just had to compose yourself. You laugh so much. Man, you are laughing.
There's been times like when I could still ride public transit when I would feel embarrassed because I'd be laughing so hard to myself in public listening to the show. It was one of those things where I'd feel self-conscious because I'd be laughing so hard in the L train.
That's very kind of you. Now, I'll say this. I never had a tickle me Elmo. Now I know what it's like. Now I know what it's like to have a tickle me Elmo. You're laughing like a tickle me Elmo.
You crack me up, Tom. That's for sure.
Mike, you hear this guy laughing?
Yeah, he's laughing, having a good time.
He's having a good time.
Having a party.
You have a little party, a party for one.
Yeah, party for
one. Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got, so what do you got for me, Jonah? You got anything?
Okay. So I haven't been able to listen to the show. Has anyone said Michael Jordan yet?
Yeah, he's not a crab apple, though. He's just a douche.
Okay, then what about, this is a classic, what about Van Morrison?
Is Van Morrison a crab apple, or does he cross the line? Pass crab apple.
I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes you can just be kind of crabby, and sometimes you can go. I feel like he's pretty crabby. I would argue he's pretty crabby.
Yeah, let's put Van Morrison. Dudio?
Yeah.
He's a crab apple?
I think so. I think he's definitely top 10.
Let's put him at 10.
10?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Jonah, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What would you rank Tom 1 to 10 crab apple?
Here we go.
See, I wouldn't say he's a crab. This is performative. To a certain degree, it's performative, but also I wouldn't say he's a crab apple. I am so much in line with him temperamentally in terms of, just understanding those who have justifiably hurt me, and then keeping them in the proper place. You know,
so God love you, Jonah, but you're in the tank. You're in the tank.
I think that proved my case. I should look better to Julie now, correct?
No, I don't know. This guy's in the tank. I can't abide by. I love this guy, Jonah, but I got to say, he's not exactly a partial observer. For the show now, that laughing, he's laughing it up. I mean, again, now I know how Fran Lebowitz felt when Marty would when he'd be like, what's your favorite pizza place in New York? And then she just goes, I'll tell you which one it isn't, Sbarro's. You ever ate at that Sbarro's outside of Madison Square Garden? Yeah, it's like cardboard with sauce on it. You're a sweetheart, Jonah. Still 10 out of 10 for you, buddy. Still 10 out of 10.
Just quickly, since Mike was on, I got to say, since I zoom sometimes to my room, everyone asks, and he's always pictures over my bed. Everyone asks about Mike. Because I have this portrait of this man over my bed every time I zoom.
Wait, what is your room? What do you got? You running a bus station there? You got people coming through? Everybody who comes through your bedroom wants to know about the picture of Mike over your bed?
I'm zooming from my bedroom. I'm doing like Zoom.
Oh, on Zoom. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
How do you explain it?
I say he's the associate producer of my favorite radio show.
Okay. Yeah. He's an associate producer. Pardon me. You didn't hear it. You didn't hear Pat got bumped up to AP. It's AP Pat.
Oh, okay. How does Mike feel about that?
Took him long enough. Like
When's this pardon list come out? I want to review this pardon list. Well, okay. Well, that's not even a joke. Now you make me doubt the whole endeavor, Jonah. I want to see the pardon list. I feel like it's Cape Fear, and you're watching you're in the movie theater watching Problem Child. Imagine how John Ritter felt when he heard, hey, they're going to show part of Problem Child in this new Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro movie. It'll be playing in a movie theater. Oh, wow. And he goes and sees it. And basically the message they're sending is, this guy is so deranged that he thinks the movie Problem Child is funny, is the message. Like, if you weren't sure that this guy with tattoos on his finger, on his knuckles, what did he have tattooed on his head? Love and hate, right?
Yep.
He had that tattooed on his knuckles. And then, as if that wasn't enough, or him just like mutilating Ileana Douglas or just attacking the family and all this horror. So we'll make sure you realize how demented this guy is by that he laughs at this lousy, John Ritter movie. And people are like, boy, this guy's real. This guy's unhinged. He thought, well, what makes you think he's unhinged? Well, the first thing is he laughed at Problem Child. Oh, and then he also systematically attacked a family. As if, like, the menace wasn't there enough that they just, like when he's, like, with Juliette Lewis in one of the creepiest scenes that's ever been in any movie ever, part of the reason why that scene is so creepy is because you're just like, oh, that's the guy who laughed at Problem Child in this scene. Anything's possible. Thank you, Jonah. You're a champ. You're a champ,
thank you, sir.
Jonah.
Have a good night. Have a good night, sir.
You have a grand evening. Pat, any other calls?
Tons of calls.
Tons of calls. Would you say full phones?
Well, we just hung up a line and now there's someone calling in, so it's about to be full phones again.
See, this is a good one. Neil on Twitter says, Winnebago man. That's a good crab apple. Remember that?
That was great.
Cause he was just mad about that when he was given he was doing a video of that Winnebago he's trying to get you to buy. And then like the cabinet door won't slam. He starts cursing like crazy. Is that a crab apple though? Or is that just an angry? There's a difference between a crab apple and somebody who has anger management issues.
If that's the case, I don't know if Van Morrison belongs.
Yeah, but Van Morrison's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like Mike Love is not a crab apple. He's a douche.
Yeah.
Willie from Alf. Is he a crab apple? No, he's stressed out. He's got Alf is messing with him. Alf's pushed him to the point of madness. Alf?
Hey, Willie! I ate all the peanut butter! You gotta go get more peanut butter from the store!
Alf? I wanted to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich when I got home from work.
Well, then you better get some jelly also. I ate that too.
Alf.
Yeah.
I think we're ready for the Alf reboot with that voice.
Thank you. Look, you got some people saying they're going to be Alf, right? I remember, wasn't Chris Gethard lobbying to play Alf? He said he's no one. Hey, look, I love Chris Gethard. You're not Alf. You're Willie. I'm Alf. Right?
You are correct.
He ain't Alf. Look, I love Chris Gethard to death. He ain't no Alf.
I think he could still play the son, to be honest.
He could play anybody on the thing, but not Alf. I'm Alf.
Hey, Willie.
Imagine Alf at the UCB theater, right? Just imagine it. I don't have anything else. Just imagine it. No. Imagine Alf and his improv team.
Coming out right, one word suggestion.
Yeah.
We're going to need a suggestion.
Somebody goes, Willie.
Great suggestion.
I don't think Alf would be a very good improviser. I don't think he would. I think Alf would be. Alf's more of a. Alf's not a Second City IO UCB guy. Alf's more of a groundling. Alf would fit in perfectly at the Groundlings Theater. Kind of going for it. Just grabbing his. Greg Popovich. Now there's. That's a crab apple. Thank you. NBA, legendary NBA coach who hates sideline interviews. That's a crab apple. Brayett, you agree?
That was actually mine. I'm not kidding. That was the one I was sitting on. I think Popovich is the primo crab apple.
Number six.
Number six.
Got to throw in Bill Belichick now.
I'd like to throw him in. You let me finish. What would I throw him in? Not a wood chipper. I'd throw him in like a little diving bell. Just send him to the bottom of the ocean. Here's the best of Greg Popovich. Let's listen to this.
Sometimes.
No, I don't want to do a commercial for Vebo.
What's ain't got Vebo?
No, some house rental thing. What is that?
VRBO?
VRBO. Verbo.
Verbo. Yeah, I think that's how they say it. For some reason, we're going to switch
gears from softball back to basketball and talk a bit about Greg Popovich. Went to the Air Force Academy in his senior year, was the team captain and their leading scorer. And, of course, as an NBA head coach, in his 15 full seasons with the Spurs, they've made the playoffs every year, four championships. And he has become, and always really has been, one of the most quotable coaches in the NBA, even if he's not trying to be.
Here's some best of Coach Popovich.
I want some nasty. I'm blinded. I can't see the court. I can't see the court.
All right, let me go to a sideline interview. Now? Hold on.
How can we coach?
Here's sideline interview.
Give me that professional in a suit that looks like that.
Well, I know you didn't get much sleep last night. Just trying to brighten things up.
Maybe I'm not seeing the color correctly.
Well, Coach, no Tony Parker, your floor leader tonight. Looks like you're struggling to score just 18 points. Thank you very much.
And he reached in Craig Sager, the late, great Craig Sager's pocket and pulled out his kerchief and wiped his face on it. Greg Popovich, that's a heavy hitter of a crab apple. Can you send me that link, Dudio, please?
Yeah, I did it not go through?
It did not go through.
I'll send it again right now.
Tell you, I don't know what this guy's deal is. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm trying to just do a show. He's mad because he got flagged on that, giving me a 2 on the crabapple chart. This is the pushback.
I'll just keep telling you that I sent it, but I never send it.
Ah, never went through.
Weird, Tom.
I sent it. You didn't get it? I just sent it two times.
He's got two GPSs going.
Oh. Paul Westerberg is a pretty good crab apple. Right?
Yeah. He's on my list. 14?
I don't know.
I don't think he beats Neil Young.
Okay, so 44?
I think he's more of a depressive.
Yeah.
Mike, you might be right.
Yeah,
he's more of a misanthrope. There's a difference between a misanthrope and a nihilist and a good old-fashioned crab apple. Right?
Yeah, like, crab apple's more aggrieved, you know? It's like they, mm-hmm. you know, they're angry. Like you said, there's anger in there.
Yeah.
But you didn't think Bill Belichick qualifies?
Yeah, he is a crab apple. You're right. 22. Yeah, and I can't see it on the list. I would love to see the list with him on it. Boy, oh boy, would I love to see that. Well, apparently, dude has taken a scenic route.
Did you not get the latest link?
No, it just showed up.
Okay.
Just showed up.
I sent it.
Guy's taking a tour. You're just looking out the window, looking at the scenery.
I just sent you a link and it's just a middle finger.
No, that wouldn't surprise me. Brett, who do you think of Pat, Mike, and Jason actually hates me the most?
You know, I think
like stripped all away, deep down.
Look, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but if you. I think there's an inverse relationship between like enthusiasm and then like enmity, and then in that case, I would give it. I would give it to. I think Jason might harbor the darkest feelings for you.
I don't like this. I don't like this one bit.
I disagree.
I'm sorry, Jason. I'm sorry.
I disagree. I think all three love me equally.
You just did the.
That was a setup.
Yeah, you did the negotiation thing to me. First answer, wrong answer.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to have a weird thing with Brett for quite a while here.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to let it go.
It was already there. It was already.
All right, give me another call. Thank you, Brett. Hey, Willie! Man, me and Gethard should work up an Alf Willie presentation. And then we could at least start shopping that around. Can somebody ask Gethard if he thinks he's Alf in the Alf reboot? Can somebody who knows Gethard reach out to him? And Chris Gethard, not Craig Gethard, who never heard a peep back from that guy. Hey, would you help me call out this senator? He's publicly shaming me like that. Hey, would you help me call out this senator? Doesn't ask his own brother. His own brother, his brother's got 1.5 million followers. He's not hitting him up. All right. Esho, hi.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Good, good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Mike in Minneapolis.
Mike in Minneapolis. Now, this is a good caller. This is a good caller.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
Mike, is the pardon list out yet?
I haven't heard anything about myself. I don't know if my donation was big enough, but
you're looking to get pardoned?
I am.
Well, who do you think the weirdest person that's going to be on this pardon list is?
I would have to say, you know, I'd lean towards a rapper or some, you know, like Lil Wayne or something.
Well, the word is Lil Wayne is on the pardon list. That's already, people have already said that.
And I did see, I was looking at, there's a list supposedly of Vegas odds, and Ray Nagin, the former mayor of New Orleans, I think, mm-hmm. that one struck me as odd. But, I mean, not... strange, odd, but just an odd addition to the list.
Do you think there's any chance he'll pardon, like, Hulk Hogan or some, like, thing, like, some weird Like some, like what's the, like the, I think the, there's gotta be one like really weird one that ties back to like, his celebrity apprentice days or something. Like he'll pardon like.
Is
Tom Green.
The guy who played Uncle Eddie in the Vacation movies, has he been convicted of
Randy Quaid? Randy Quaid, I could picture Randy Quaid being on that pardon list. What he should do, this is what he should do, he should pardon Biden. He should pardon him, and then people go, ooh, why'd he get pardoned? Right?
Right. And then he could appear magnanimous. And
yeah, but then he leaves like a question mark behind.
Right.
Do you think Rudy gets pardoned?
If he's brought in enough money, I mean, to be cynical about it.
But which Rudy? Which Rudy? Do you think Rudy,
the football
loser, or the does the football loser Rudy get pardoned, or the guy with the who's sweating out his insides?
I could see the football kid being pardoned by mistake.
I think there's a chance, an outside chance, that he pardons. Like, do you think like Louis C.K. gets pardoned?
Oh yeah.
Anybody else on the comedy scene gets pardoned? Chris D'Elia.
Right.
Legion of Skanks. What if he just pardons a Legion of Skanks?
Across the board.
Yeah. Just pardons Legion of Skanks, Opie and Anthony. Right?
Ryan Adams.
Who else? Don Adams.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, what do you got for me? What do you got for me, Mike?
Well, I have one for the topic, but I was wondering if I could ask you a question first.
Of course you can.
What do you think Dave Grohl's reaction to being invited to perform for the inauguration was?
What do I think his reaction was? I think he's like, oh, yeah, of course. You kidding? Of course, Joe Biden is a huge influence on me. I wouldn't be where I was without Joe Biden. You effing kidding me? Did I give you what you wanted?
Tom, that was exactly.
Man, I'm getting a lot of game. I was saying I didn't get nobody laughing the way Marty laughs at Fran Lebowitz. Tonight I just got a bunch of gigglers tonight. You think I'm in Death Wish 3 with all these gigglers going around. You think this is Death Wish 3 with the gigglers? They shot the giggler. They shot the giggler. Harvey Pekar is a good one. Jason Woodbury from Aquarium Drunkard, a great. And I want to say this. Aquarium Drunkard, you want some good music, you check out Aquarium Drunkard. They got their biz sorted. There's more William Tyler over there than you could shake a stick at.
Ariel Pink was definitely going for a pardon. Anglin for one going on.
I bet you he pardons Ariel Pink. I'd like to pardon the Legion of Skanks and Ariel Pink and everyone from Creek and Cave. Do you think he parties? Do you think Patrick Contour from George Lucas Talk Show gets pardoned?
That one's kind of on the edge, I think.
For tax fraud.
Even Trump has his limits.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think Harvey Pekar? Harvey Pekar, let's put him at 19.
Got it.
Yeah. You do got it. There it is. I see it on the list. Look at that. That's what happens when you got teamwork going. He types the list. I see it show right up. Scott Baio, does he part? Scott Baio? Oh, no, this is a good one. East West, who's a very funny guy, just said Steve Ranazzisi.
Oh,
I think he pardons Steve Ranazzisi. Pete Davidson.
9/11 crimes.
I'm putting I pardon Pete Davidson. Like, why though? Why would you pardon Pete Davidson? I'll say this about Pete Davidson. He's a good actor.
Great actor.
I think he's a good actor. I think he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
I think he's so much better than Saturday Night Live and should get out of there. He should run.
I think he should run. He needs the structure.
I will say he's a very nice dude too. I will add that.
See, there's the...
From my personal experience with him.
Why? Do you know him? Wait, you've met him in real life?
Many times.
Yeah. Many times. Okay. Yeah.
I just watched King of Staten Island, and I can full-heartedly agree on the acting part. It's a great
movie. Good actor.
Yeah.
SNL might not be a good fit for him. Sometimes it's not a good fit for everybody. Who's this crabapple somebody sent me? Becky Bartkowski. Is this you, Becky? Becky just is putting her... Becky's submitting herself for the crabapple. You know what? You're in at number 50.
50.
Becky Bartkowski. Becky Bartkowski. Becky? You're number 50. I got to say, that picture, that's a crabapple. It's a picture of her as a kid, making the face that kid would be just like half scared of that kid, half like, oh, that kid bumps me out. And then she's making the same face as an adult. Welcome to the list, Becky. So what do you got for me, Mike?
Well, I was thinking Robert Pollard.
Yeah, Robert Pollard's a crabapple.
Because even after he did achieve success, he still just had this chip on his shoulder that...
Yeah. I remember seeing Guided by Voices during their farewell tour before because they split up for a bunch of years, and but they were doing the farewell shows, and then he was doing the New York show, this triumphant New York show, and then proceeded to just start ripping from the stage Connor Oberst and all these people, and Connor Oberst was there. So I will say, put him at 33. That makes sense because he put so many albums out. 33.
Yeah, I so many times I've seen and heard him on bootlegs. Yeah, wherever he's at, just trashing the heroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put him at 33.
Like the aforementioned Paul Westerberg.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Robert Pollard. And a crabapple can be a old sweetheart, too. That's the thing. I think you're on the side of a crabapple. That might be one of the differences. A crabapple, you can kind of be like, oh, you're funny. You drive me a little nuts. You're a crabapple. Cause you're always moaning, but you know, crab apples oftentimes know where the line is and they know when their act's wearing thin. That's the difference with a crab apple. Crab apples know they're crab apples know they're being crab apples. All right. Hit one, Mike.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a grand evening. Best show. Give me another one, please.
All of these.
What's that?
Sorry. My name's Tony from Cleveland.
Tony from Cleveland.
That's me.
Tony, what's going on in Cleveland tonight?
Not a lot. Because of COVID, but me and my girlfriend are here. We got some pizza, and I got a list for...
How is Cleveland pizza? Because Chicago pizza ain't so hot.
Yeah, I like Cleveland pizza. There's a place called Il Rione. Very good.
I went into the kitchen of a Chicago pizza place, and then I saw the secret workings in the thing, and that it turns out what they're doing is they take like a little go-kart tire, and they put sauce on it.
Yeah. I wouldn't
it's a cheese and sauce on top of a go-kart tire.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat that. That sounds terrible.
So, Tony, what's Cleveland pizza like? Because also, Kansas City pizza is the weirdest thing I ever heard. Our friend Joe Firestone is always hyping this Kansas City pizza, and it's just like, oh, what is it? It's like, oh, well, it's got mayonnaise and like cream cheese on it, and you're like, whoa. Who?
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
And she's like, no, that's the best pizza.
Cream cheese on a pizza sounds really awful.
Yeah, sure does, right?
Yeah, I don't want any of that.
So again, tell me this Cleveland pizza is what now?
So it's like a thin crust, sort of a Neapolitan style.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white pizza that we got. It's got garlic.
Yeah, of course, onion. Well, it's Cleveland. Of course you got a white pizza. It's Ohio. That's how you guys roll out there, right?
Do we? I don't know. Are we known for white pizza?
No, you're known for promoting white. You're known for liking a lot of things white.
Okay, all right.
Burnt. You're burnt.
You got me.
Who's your Cleveland hero? Who's your Cleveland hero? Drew Carey?
My Cleveland hero is going to be the first mention on my crabapple list.
Johnny Bench?
No, come on. He's Cincinnati, I think.
Who is it?
Harvey Pekar.
Yeah, I was saying Harvey Pekar before, but now you're making me bring it home. Yeah, Harvey Pekar is at 19 on the list, buddy.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, we just put him on.
Okay,
19.
Good. I got a few others I can mention, non-Cleveland.
From American, Harvey Pekar from American Splendor, the guy who did the comics that brought home real life and the thing. Very talented. Very talented.
Yeah, love old Harvey.
The old stuff. He ran out of stories at a point. So many of these storytellers run out of stories, right?
I guess.
Cause like you listen to these David Sedaris things, right? And David Sedaris, like, I love David Sedaris so much, but then there's just this point where suddenly he's like, and then I bought a second beach house and I did, what? Who's supposed to be hanging with this one? Ooh, did you hear he bought a second beach house? He bought it on a whim. Like you're listening to this thing. This guy just decided to buy a beach house on a whim.
Yeah.
What are you unrelatable.
Doing? Yeah. He's been doing it a while.
He's been doing it a while, but he's a legend. Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's great.
But he ran out of stories.
Some of the stories involving his dad are so sweet, and his dad's like into his 90s now, which is just crazy.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love so much of his stuff.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Well, the last thing was like a collection of best of, so I didn't even pick it up. And that's kind of another sign, I guess, when you're kind of just done, when you're like, oh, here's the best of.
You know how I approach it, Keith? Was it Keith, right?
It's Tony.
Tony. Every bleeping thing I do is a greatest hits. Every bleeping thing, I'm going for greatest hit status.
I agree. And I know I got two strikes.
It's like when you listen to one of these new pornographers' albums and you're like, is this a greatest hits album? No, it's one of their albums.
Right.
Because they bring the hits.
Yeah. Fair.
So who else you got for me, Tony?
All right, on the list of crab apples, I got, how about Donald Duck?
No.
No? All right. Seems like a crab apple. Yeah, he's a classic crab apple.
Well, maybe Daffy Duck is more of a crab apple.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say Daffy Duck is more of a crab apple than Donald Duck?
I think Donald Duck's thing is kind of complaining or being bothered.
Pat.
Sir.
Help me out here.
Yeah, Donald Duck sucks.
Thank you.
His Disney cartoons suck. Warner Brothers has it in the bag.
Thank you. Pat gets it.
I got that as a kid, too. I mean, when seeing Bugs Bunny in his element and those characters making fun of Disney characters in that universe, I knew, okay, this is the right side to be on as a kid.
And now Daffy Duck, conversely, Daffy Duck's a crab apple.
Yeah, big time.
Is Bugs Bunny a crab apple?
I was about to say, Bugs is kind of a crab apple himself.
Yeah, I thought of him, too.
He's on the sweeter side, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to load this list with, I don't want to do what these Muppet fans do with their things where everything suddenly becomes about Muppets.
Tom, can I submit a few more then?
Of course you can, Tony.
How about Charles Grodin? Is he on the list?
Charles Grodin's a good crab apple. Good. Charles Grodin. Yeah, no, that's what I just said, Jason.
Yeah, that's
a good one. This is how the pattern goes. I say a thing. Jason affirms it.
Yeah.
I call Jason on it. Mike laughs.
And then Brett's like, Jason's got a real problem.
Oh, see, this will never go away now. You could tell. That bee is in Jason's bonnet till the end of time now.
I'd say that Jason guy's got a real chip on his shoulder.
49, Jason Gore on the list. Put it on. Put it on.
It's going on.
49. So you were saying what now, Tony?
I got a couple more. Now that
he said Charles Grodin. What number?
Charles Grodin. Yeah, let's put Charles Grodin at Charles Grodin goes to 27.
27.
I like being able to see the list.
Lou Reed on there.
Lou Reed has to go on the crab apple list. Absolutely, Lou Reed's a top 10 crab apple. Lou Reed goes at 4.
Wow, love it. I got two more, Tom, if you want to hear them.
I do.
How about Bill Belichick?
Oh, Mike suggested it already. He's already on the list.
Oh, okay, good. What about Sophia from the Golden Girls?
No, not putting the Golden Girls on the list.
All right, one more.
I don't get the whole Golden Girls. Look, I like Golden Girls just fine. But I watch an episode of it, and then there's like a few good jokes in it, and then there's like a bunch of lousy jokes. It's like a sitcom. There's like, well, whatever. I get it. I get the appeal. I guess I do get the appeal.
For its time, I think the joke ratio is funnier than most other major.
Because I would also say, which one's Sophia?
She's the oldest one. She's Dorothy.
The oldest one, yeah, but no, because. No, this is what we're doing. You're cleaning up tonight, Tony. I'll say it. Tony has done it again. Cause we're putting, B. Arthur on the crab apple list.
Ah, she was on my, okay. My brother said, how about B. Arthur?
Of course. And I said, of course she was. 15 for B. Arthur.
Wow. Very good.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you. Signing off on my list. All right. Hang up on this guy. He's driving me nuts. Such a perfect day. Drank sangria in the park. Then maybe when it gets dark, we go home. The master. Guy did it. Guy did it. Sweet Lou. Sweet Jane? No, Sweet Lou. I was listening to a Lou Reed interview. It was so good. This one guy was starting trouble with him, and then Lou just called him on it and pulled the plug. I was like, perhaps the interview or the music you put out is more a case of, I've suffered, now it's your turn. Like, meaning like his music just makes you suffer. And Octavie's in a rage right now because I guess now he's going after the Golden Girls. Octavie, I don't know what to tell you. I like Golden Girls just fine. And now she's saying, as I said, look, nobody likes Porky Pig. Porky Pig's awful. Is he any worse than Mickey Mouse? Imagine your thing is called Mickey, because now Mickey Mouse is literally referred to when something's awful. Like, yeah, I went to some Mickey Mouse car like auto shop. Doesn't mean it was fun. Hi, it's me. No, it means my car don't work. All right. Well, you got another one for me, Pat?
Yes. Live now.
Best show. Hi.
How's it going, Tom? This is Jost from Manhattan.
Colin Jost? Who?
No, Joseph from Manhattan.
Oh, Joseph. I thought you said Jost. I was like, well, it's either Colin or it's Casey.
I'm sorry for the confusion there.
No, that's okay. What do you got for me? What do you got for me, my friend, Joseph?
I got a few suggestions for the list.
Let's hear it.
Okay, number one is Strickland from the Back to the Future movies.
Who is that?
He's the bald principal.
No, I'm not putting him on the list.
Okay.
No, he's nowhere near the list. I thought you were going to say, hey, you, get your damn hands off of her.
He was just more of a, I didn't see him.
But I'm not. Neither of them. No, nobody from Back to the Future is on the list.
Fair enough. Okay.
Except maybe Wendy Jo Sperber would make the list. Maybe she should make the list.
Yeah, I guess so. She, did have a problem with her being an answering service for her brother, I guess.
So what else you got for me, Joseph?
Okay, second one I got is Bill Watterson.
Bill Watterson? Who's that?
The creator of Calvin and Hobbes.
No.
Okay.
Why, is he a crab? Crab apple?
Kind of. I mean, he's one of those guys. I don't think he really takes his fandom all the way. Well, not that he has to, but he seems to have. He doesn't seem like a very friendly guy. Tries to stay away from his fans pretty much, which I can respect, but at the same time, he also is kind of crabby.
Can you imagine those Calvin and Hobbes fans, though, to be honest?
Yeah, they are pretty fanatical. I can speak from experience, so maybe, looking at that way.
Is your question? Can I ask you about, remember the one time that Calvin ate a candy bar?
Yeah.
He's like, I've done 8 million of these things. I don't know.
Yeah,
Charles Mingus. This is a good one here on Twitter. So he's saying Charles Mingus. Mike?
Yeah, I guess a little, but I don't know. Maybe more eccentric than great.
Sure, you might be right with that. Like, look, Walter Matthau, is that a crab apple?
His persona.
That was his character in Odd Couple.
I think he's a crab apple.
And I'm saying Eeyore here. Eeyore is not going on the crab apple list. I had a meeting one time. Have I talked about the Eeyore thing on the show?
I certainly don't remember it.
Okay. Mike?
No, I don't remember that.
I don't think I've ever heard of Eeyore.
I had a meeting. I'm not going to get specific with who it was for. It was a work meeting, and it was about being rehired on a job where there were some changes. And I met with the new showrunner of said show, and I was there for a year, and she was new, and then we met, and she just said, "Yeah, I'm picking up on a real Eeyore vibe from you," and that's when I was like, "Oh, this is like oxygen for Mike."
So weird. Like, I mean, it's weird. I don't know what I'd say if somebody said that to me.
Picking up on a real Eeyore vibe from you. And then I said to her, "Yeah, thanks for taking the time to meet." And then I was unemployed for a year because that told me how the job was going to be. You can't work for somebody that says you got an Eeyore vibe. I'm giving off an Eeyore vibe. I should have sued. Just sued for $90 million. No. Bernie Sanders. Crabapple? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a crabapple.
He's a crabapple. Bernie Sanders, put him at 7. Please. Mike Francesa, is that a crabapple?
Definitely,
yeah.
13 for Mike Francesa.
Got to throw Larry David in there, right?
Yeah, if you're going to do Bernie.
Yeah.
Let's put Larry. I'm going to say this. I'm going to be a little punitive with this one. Because he's a little too proud of his crabapple status. Put him at 48. Right above Jason Gore.
I'm going to humble him.
Yeah.
He's one better than me.
Yeah. Jason, since we're doing so many on a scale of 1 to 10s,
mm-hmm.
on a scale of 1 to 10, how irked at Brett are you right now?
Ooh, I'm kind of hovering between like 8.5, 9.
Oh, now he finds the upper end of that 1 to 10 scale.
He shows, yeah, Brett didn't think you knew numbers that high. I think Brett thought you couldn't count past 3.
Yeah, okay, this is good. This is going to be a
not me, Jason. This is not me, Jason.
Oh, I know.
Jason,
I know you would never do something like this, Tom.
No, I love you, Jason.
Brett's got a lot of hate in his soul.
Not a lot, but.
I mean, from a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say at least an 8.
Yeah. Oh, man. Brett was so quick with that response. That was troubling.
Brett's quick. I learned that from Double Threat.
All right, caller, Jonathan, yeah, Tom, right? Jonathan?
No, it was Joseph.
Joseph, got anything else for me?
Yes, I had one more for the list. The late Andy Rooney.
Nah, he sucks. That guy sucks. Because he's like, he's too like, I don't know. He was just too, he was reveling. He didn't bring anything else to the table. The crabapple's got to bring a little bit out more to the table than just being a crabapple. They got to be charming on some level.
Brother Theodore?
Well, Brother Theodore's like an old-fashioned New York wackadoo. Like Letterman. A lot of people have said, is Letterman a crabapple? I think so.
I would say yes.
Yeah. Put him at number 39. Eeyore vibes. I'm on a real Eeyore vibe from you. Oh, great. Oh, and you control my financial future for a year? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So this is a case of whether I work this year, make Writers Guild minimum to keep the health insurance. Know this how the boss feels about me already? I didn't say anything other than, oh, okay. Yeah, by all means. You know, it's, yeah. Because I'll say that. I'll say this, and you take this to the bank. I grew up with no money, right? You got no money sometimes? I know what it's like. You need enough to put some food on the table, keep a roof over your head, and keep your car insured. I ain't going to go work on some trash. I'll go grind it up somewhere else. I didn't get in this for money, and I'm not doing it for money. I like money? Oh, yeah, of course I do. I want as much of it I get my paws on. But not just for the money. Perry Schell. Bernie isn't a crabapple. He's just Jewish. This is how we are built. No, that's not true. I know plenty of chosen people can't get be anywhere near this crab apple list. I think Perry's t-shirt might be a little too tight. Cutting off circulation. Because Perry collects t-shirts. And this guy's got the greatest t-shirt collection going. Well, I will say, though, I saw he was offering $13,000 for an original Homework is Hazardous to My Health shirt. Like, guy got a little too much, a little too fast and loose with the cash. This list is coming together nicely. Pat, give me another call, please. Nobody's called up to pay tribute to Mr. Trump, huh? Pat, anybody?
I think you've got someone right now.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Yeah, RJ from Philadelphia.
Arcade from Philadelphia?
RJ from Philadelphia.
How are you, RJ?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, good.
What do you got for me, RJ?
I was going to suggest Grodin, but Tony poached that out from under me earlier. So my hip pocket, I also have Dabney Coleman.
Nah, he's a bully.
Yeah, but...
Crab apples have to be slightly powerless.
Well, also, like, he seems like he might be kind of like a performative guy, like the first guy called you a buddy tonight. Like, brought that whole point up. So it's like, thing of like, is it a thing where that becomes your whole shtick? You're like the kind of crab apple, or is it a thing where it's like you genuinely are dissatisfied with the world, like the Fran Lebowitz and whatnot?
And speaking of which, Fran Lebowitz, let's just put her on the list. Number, let's do three. Fran Lebowitz.
Oh, and my wife and I, we were watching that, program with her and, Scorsese. We've been absolutely charmed by the way that Scorsese just laughs so genuinely at, like you say, every single thing she says. He's just yucking it up every single time she says anything. But there's something kind of nice about it in a weird way. I don't know. But
then I love it. I love it.
Every single line, it's like, okay, we get it. But then also just nice hearing this older guy.
Let me just say, hold on. If somebody said you gave off an Eeyore vibe, how would that make you feel?
Oh, I think about it for months afterward. I analyze every single thing, every single interaction that I have with anybody about that. I feel weird, like, oh, am I like that as a person? And I feel like I'd be kind of creeped out by it. It's a terrible thing to say to somebody.
Thank you. You're sweet to say that.
Well, no, it's not just that. It's just kind of like, why would you say that to somebody? It's weird.
I agree.
Comment to make. Yeah.
You'd almost think you wanted to drive them away from the job.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll say this. Mission accomplished.
I'm sorry.
But I'll say this. I'll say this, though. I ain't for sale. I ain't for sale. I ain't for sale.
Now, there you go. Yeah. Do it how you feel, and who cares about them? Yeah.
I get it. Again, I'll say this. I watch some of these people. How many times have I said, I'll say this tonight?
As many times as you need to.
I hope there's no drinking game for that. Be in a hospital right now.
Yeah.
No. I see some of these other writers, and they do things, and they'll take any job. And look, if you got kids, you take the job. You got to put food on the table. I'm not begrudging anybody that.
It's work.
But I've seen some people who are so far above certain jobs, just taking those jobs. Man, you shovel more junk into the world. You're a junk merchant. You're a crapmeister. You start doing that. At some point, you got to make some quality, right, Pat?
Amen.
Thank you, Pat.
Well, I mean, did you try then to just kind of like work something in there under the radar a little bit at all, or it just doesn't matter at a certain point?
I don't know. Look, you take a job, you try things, you try to be good. But sometimes you got to realize you're going to work on a piece of trash. And if you do it and you want the money, good for you. Go do it. Take the money. I don't care. But just know that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't care. If that's what a job is and you want to do it and you know you're not making something great, you maybe fit some good jokes in there. Great. That's fine. We got to make livings.
Well, what is the best show in the whole level of all that stuff?
That's the greatest thing that any of you have ever seen or heard.
There you go.
No, I'm building some for the ages now.
Yeah.
I'm building some for the ages. Who did? Nobody did that. Nobody ever did something like this.
Answering only to yourself and the listeners.
And all these podcasts, they'll all come and go. I've seen them come. I'll see them go. Joe Rogan. That guy. Yeah, sure. He got $100 million. You do.
But from what?
Basically, to lift kettlebells in the studio while interviewing Bill Burr.
Yeah. Well, thank you for at least listening to me say Dabney Coleman on the internet
thank
radio.
Thank you for the call. You have a great night. Good guy. The number 201-332-3484. We're talking about 50 biggest crab apples of all time. And
how about some literary crab apples, Tom? Like Charles Bukowski?
No.
No? He's a crab?
He's more than a crab, though.
J.D. Salinger?
No. These are mean sociopaths.
Crabby, though.
No, they're crabby, but they're more than crabby.
Okay.
They're more than crabby. Man, Mike, you can admit it. Admit it, Mike. You loved when Brett Zung Dudio.
Yeah, it was good. Jeb. Good Jeb.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I have a zinger in my pocket for all three of them.
Oh.
I could go somewhere too.
Oh, I love that. I don't like this. I'm bad. Everybody, I'm.
You got to keep it though.
Just like in politics, where I think we should censure Mr. Trump. Leave him with us. I think we need to lower the temperature. How many times do people say lower? I think it's time we lower the temperature of things right now. Yeah. I was watching the Capitol building. It looked like, it looked like an invasion of, when I first saw that, I was like, oh, I thought they moved the, gathering of the Juggalos to January. That's cool.
I thought it was Woodstock 99. I thought Trump pulled a Durst. Was his outro song Break Stuff?
Well,
I didn't hear his outro song. He's always got an outro song, right?
He would be, what night did Limp Bizkit even play the night of the thing? I'm not going to go for no Durst smears on this show. Oh, Red Hat.
Yeah, he's got that red hat and put those videos.
He made the red hat. Do you think Trump took the idea for the red hat from Fred Durst?
I'm thinking so.
I think there might be. I think there's probably that he must have seen the video for Nookie or or Roland and been just like, I should do red hats like Fred Durst. All right, let's see what else we got here. Anthony Bourdain, that's a good crab apple. See, that's the kind of crab apple I want on this list. Somebody who's, they bring more to the table than just being grouchy. That's what makes a crab apple. Where would you put him on the list, Jason?
14?
14 it is.
All right.
Man, Jason sounds so checked out. He's so mad right now.
No, I'm doing great. I'm doing good.
Oh.
Great show so far.
Yeah, yeah. You sound like you're a real party over there.
No, it's going great.
No. It's okay, Jason. Jason.
So
it's me and you right now. What can I do to fix it for you? Just tell me. What can I do to fix it?
Move me up on the list.
I know what'll fix it.
What? What'll fix it, Pat?
No, I don't like that at all.
I think we should put Julie Klausner on this list.
Oh,
I think that would fix it if we put Julie.
I've been waiting to say that all night.
I think that would. Tom, honestly, the only thing that would fix this is adding Julie to the list.
Put her at 21. Is that funny? She's a crab apple. I'm a crab apple. Who do you think's going number one on this list?
Should I go ahead and add it?
No, I'm still not sure. I'm not even know if I make this list. I think I'm. Yeah, Eeyore vibes, man.
I think you're
how
number
early
two.
In the conversation did she say that?
About a half hour in.
Oof. You should have turned the tables on her. You should have you should have said like you pretended like you didn't know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd have to humiliate herself by saying she just made a Winnie the Pooh allusion.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's great.
So then she's the loser.
Sure.
You're just not aware of these children.
Of Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. I'm not aware of Winnie the Pooh.
Well, you don't remember them.
Sure. I'll say this.
I remember the character.
I'll say this, Mike. What you're saying right now, that's the definition of wit of the staircase. What you're saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Should have done this. Should have done that. All right. No pardons yet, huh?
No pardons, but he did just announce that he's going to form a third party called the Patriot Party.
Great. So, I think it's a great move.
Can't wait to join.
He should do it. He should form a party, the Patriot Party. And what should it be? Because the Democrats is what? What is the Democrat logo? What is that again?
Donkey.
Dog?
Donkey.
Donkey. And Republicans is an elephant, right?
Yeah.
The Patriot Party should be a silhouette of Trump holding someone by their ankles upside down and shaking all the coins out of their, out of their pockets. Say this, you guys. This is a rough group right now. Brett zings Jason, Julie Klausner zings Pat and Jason. Mike's bragging how he's got something in the chamber for everyone. I'm giving off Eeyore vibes over here. Apparently, I do want to say this. This is how my year's going. I spent a fair amount of time with Audible. No, was I recording the audio book for my upcoming memoir, It Never Ends? No, I was not. I was trying to get an audio book to play correctly. And I went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. What's the audiobook I was trying to get to play? Some dumb Grateful Dead one. Telling the stories of after the Grateful Dead broke up. Chapters were all 20 minutes long, and then one's 3 minutes long, and it cuts off partway through it. So I write to Audible, hey, this chapter is not playing correctly. Just know what's up. Should I reload it? What should I do? I tell you, back and forth. I've bought cars quicker than I've gone back and forth on this audio book that had a defective chapter in it. Well, we're looking into it. We're figuring out what's going on. Well, I can tell you what's going on. It didn't load correctly. Maybe reload it. get a reply back. We still haven't found anything yet. We there is a problem, and we're trying to get to the bottom of it. Okay, well, really would like to have a working audiobook. Upon further review, there is a problem, and other people have complained about it. Okay, maybe reload it then. Any chance you reload it? We will alert you as soon as we have any information on this situation. So then what I did is I slid on over and listened to this audiobook, The History of Fish, the band Fish. P-H-I-S-H. Has there ever been a band that should be more made for me to enjoy? They're like, oh, we listen to Pavement. Oh, and we cover Velvet Underground albums live on stage. Then I listen to this thing. Yikes. Wait, a band that combines the Grateful Dead and Ween? Sign me up! The loping snooziness of the Grateful Dead combined with the humor of Ween? I'll have some. Because everything, I'll say this about, I'll say this. Oh my God. I gotta stop saying that. Everything about Ween, everything about Fish is good. They take care of the fans. They do all these special events. It's all trying to make everything magical and exciting and surprises and so much value for the fans' dollar and not all corporatized. I like everything but the music. So I'm just like, man, if I could only listen to this music and like it. And I can't. No good. And I poked around the catalog. No. No, no, no. Not good. So later in the show, I believe toward the end of the show, we will be talking to a famous Fish fan. And I did that Fish podcast with the late, great Harris Whittles, who's so funny. One of my favorite things to ever do on a podcast was doing the show with Harris. Loved it. And it made me wish he was still here to make fun of Fish to him after all this new info I have on them. I could have made fun of him about Gamehenge or Tweezer. But I was fascinated by this Grateful Dead audiobook going into like what they were like in the after Jerry died is what this book is about. It's about the Dead after Jerry died. It'd be like at the Best Show after I croaked. Imagine these clowns continuing the Best Show. And I'm a clown too. I'm no different. I'm a clown. I'm the head clown. That's all it is. I'm the head clown. I'm not saying I'm not a clown and you guys are clowns. But I'm sitting at the hub of this thing. You know what? When I croak, I hope I can watch. I hope I can see it from the other side. I want to see. I want to just hear the post-show meeting that Pat and Mike and Jason have about continuing the show. Pat will be like, I think the show's over. I think we got to stop. Well, I don't know. I think we can still do the show.
Well, I don't know. If we do it, I really feel like it should change into more of an adult show. And maybe we review Peep Show booths. Please. All I ask, whatever higher powers out there, grant me this one wish. Let me come back as a fly to hear that conversation. Pat'll be like, I think we should maybe review live Springsteen stuff. I don't know. Maybe we should review. We could do like a review of strip clubs. Jason, how's this sitting with you?
It's okay.
Oh, am I losing you, Jason? All honesty.
No, I'm here. I'm always here, Tom. Yeah. I'll be here. Oh.
You have a lozenge?
No, lozenge. Okay.
I thought I heard a lozenge.
But thank you for commenting on the quality of my voice right now. That's really good.
Yeah. Yikes. It's in the air. Is this really what this is the last, I hope this is just the last of the Trump administration. I hope this is not what the Biden administration is going to be like. It's going to be like this every week. Jason, who do you think gets pardoned?
O.J. Simpson.
You do?
Yeah.
Was it a federal thing, though, for O.J.? Can't they only pardon for federal crimes?
Yeah, that probably was a state crime. The Vegas thing was state, too, so I don't think he's got any federal.
But that might not stop Trump. He'll just do it. And O.J. will be like, I got pardoned. And everybody will be like, that didn't mean anything. He'll be like, he pardoned me, but it means nothing. Yep. Sorry, OJ. Who else do you think, Jason, would get pardoned? Deadpool?
Oh, 100%. Deadpool's probably number three on the list.
Probably the Punisher.
Yeah.
Well, I like the Tiger King.
I'd like to pardon Frank Castle. AKA the Punisher. Do you think he'd pardon the whole Suicide Squad?
Everyone except for the shark. What's his name?
Everyone except for the shark. I didn't like the shark. Okay. You happy, Jason?
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh boy.
No, I'm wonderful. I'm doing great.
Pat, how are you?
Tom, things are looking up.
Oh, I like this, Pat. Pat's always.
I do like that.
Yeah. Who are you mad at? Are you mad at Julie Klausner? Is that who you're mad at?
Who, me? I'm not mad at Julie.
Jason, you mad at Julie Klausner? You can say it.
I'm not very mad. I mean, it kind of hurts because we are deep into a rewatch of Difficult People. We were talking about how much we loved it. Yeah.
All right.
But I'm not mad at her. She's not the one I'm really mad at.
Julie's got my respect.
Julie's got my respect.
As opposed to... Like a Brett, for example.
I mean, if we're naming names.
Okay. Do you think he pardons my pillow guy?
Yes.
No, I think he forgets and just leaves him off the list.
My pillow guy is the equivalent to the Trump administration. I think who's the equivalent? You know, in a movie when they're up on the skyscraper, the roof, and they're trying to escape, getting into a helicopter, and then like, the main bad guy's in the helicopter, and then there's always some, like, other guy who's like, yeah, let's get out of here. And he goes, what do you mean, let's get out of here? And he like kicks him.
What do you mean, we?
Out of the helicopter.
Yeah.
So like the pilot?
No. Like the idea, like, we got to escape. And then like the actual villain, like in Superman, I think Ned Beatty got kicked out of a helicopter. Superman. Like, yeah. We got to get out of here. What do you mean, we? And he kicks him. Or they cut that rope ladder and he falls. Do you think my pillow guy is that, or is that Rudy?
It's probably Rudy.
I think they're both hanging on the ladder.
At least my pillow guy, if he falls, he could land on one of his lousy pillows.
And a lot of stores are apparently dropping my pillow. So you can't get them at Bed Bath & Beyond anymore or Wayfair.
But the thing is, even if you drop them, the pillow holds up. That's the whole thing about my pillow. They don't. They just retain the
Pat's
shape.
A big my pillow guy. That's one of the things.
I almost said I'll say this.
What the F is wrong with me with that? My pillow guy, he was like, I have 100% proof that the election was stolen. So what if I just started saying I got proof that there's rat feces in your pillows? Right? That they're made with rat feces. But I wouldn't say that. It's not true. I would not say that the MyPillow pillows are made with rat feces. I would not say that. It's not true. Tiger King, does he get pardoned?
That's what I was wondering. Is what he did federal or state?
I think it was federal. And the story, apparently, there's been a limo outside of the prison waiting all day for Tiger King to be pardoned.
I don't believe that.
That's what the news says.
What about Carol from Tiger King?
I think pardon everybody. Yeah, this my pillow guy makes me want to barf. You got a call for me, Pat?
Live right now.
Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. This is John from Los Angeles.
John from Los Angeles. Where are you calling from, John? What neighborhood?
From Rancho Park. It's near Fox Studios.
Very fancy.
Yes. Yes.
To what do I owe the pleasure of this call? Were you calling with some crab apples, or did you want to pay tribute to Mr. Trump?
I'm calling with some crab apples.
Okay.
And I want to say that I told my lady friend about this topic tonight, and she just lit up and just was like throwing out names all day.
Okay.
So I have a long list. What about Aubrey Plaza?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, I think lower on the list.
Put her number. Put her 44.
44.
Okay. What about Stanley Kubrick?
I don't know if he's as much of a crabapple. He seems just more of an obsessive. His crab apple stuff is not particularly fun to me.
Okay. All right. Do you know who Hayao Miyazaki is? The Japanese animation director?
Ah, yes. The master.
Yes. The master.
Totino's Day Out. My friend Totino.
Yeah. My friend Totino.
Exactly. Is that what it is?
I think so. I mean, have you ever seen any documentaries about him?
I know there is a documentary about him. I saw the DVD of it. I didn't watch it though.
Okay. Well, he always comes across like as really crabby, despite the fact that he makes these like wondrous, fantastic movies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, some really funny moments. Like, his son made a movie for his studio, and the first time Hayu watched the movie, he said, like, you know, oh, this was good. It was obvious you put a lot of effort into it. And he, like, he was like, and then there was, like, another time where he was invited to a video game company, and they showed him this, like, demo of this, like, this CGI ghoul that was artificial intelligence, and it was just really gross and disgusting. And he watched it, and he said, you know, this, like, makes me think about my disabled friend and how hard life is for him, and this is just disrespectful. I think this is an insult to life itself. You know?
Look, I don't have the personal knowledge of Miyazaki. What about Robert Altman?
I don't, you know, he seems like crabby, but he also seems like kind of a guy who also had a zest for life, you know?
But that's the crab apple.
Okay.
The best crab apples are, they're not just crab apples.
That's true. That's true.
John, where am I on the list? What would you say?
Like your, do you mean like your persona versus who I get a sense of what you're really like?
You just answer the question as you see fit.
I would put you at 40.
40. Wow. That's pretty low. I like that. It's kind of a sweet spot. I'm on the list, but I'm not a dominant crab apple.
No. I also have a couple of fictitious characters.
Okay. Who do you have?
Miss Crabapple from The Simpsons.
That's true. Well, her name is literally
Crabapple.
And, okay. Who else you got?
Reynolds Woodcock, the main character of Phantom Thread.
Yeah, that's the one I want. That's the one I want.
Okay.
It's like a horse is coming through the room. 25, Reynolds Woodcock.
What about Richard Dreyfuss?
Richard Dreyfuss played more crab apples than anybody. Wouldn't it be fair to say? He was a crab apple in Jaws. He's a crab apple in What About Bob? He's a crab apple everywhere, and in everything he does is a crab apple. Mr. Holland was a crab apple, right?
It seems so.
Beautiful Cole. Remember that great moment from Mr. Holland's Opus?
Yeah, I've never seen it. I think I've only seen parts of it, but so sorry. I guess Mr. Holland's Opus is like Hayao Miyazaki for you, as it is to me. So,
yes, I would say that my Miyazaki is Richard Dreyfuss. Put him at 37, please, for Richard Dreyfuss. Then he can borrow my slicker.
I can keep going with names if you like. So
give me one other. Well, give me one other one.
Okay, Lawrence Tierney, the old character actor who played the boss in Reservoir Dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's more mean to me. He's mean.
Okay.
Because a crab apple, you should also be kind of like not exactly worried that they're going to knock your block off.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I think crab apples, they do their inflicting to themselves with words. They beat themselves up more as much as anybody, and they also do it with words. You're not worried that they're going to pop you in the nose.
Yeah. You know who I think is a stealth crab apple? And it's kind of who's like that? The secret ingredient to his charm? Tom Hanks. You know?
Interesting.
Like everyone says he's like the nicest guy in Hollywood, but if you look at all his like so many of his roles, he's often very crabby and irritable. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, but it only adds to his appeal. So I think he's kind of like, the nice guy, reputation kind of overshadows the fact that he often plays a crab apple in movies.
Okay.
Like, okay. Just look at a League of Their Own, you know? Like that guy, that character is such a crab apple in that movie.
Yeah, that is a crab apple.
Yeah.
That tennis ball that hated working with him, by the way. That's the only one I've ever heard say he was not very nice.
And Henry Winkler. Henry Winkler. Yeah.
Yeah. He's tennis ball from Shipwrecked and Henry Winkler both said he was not great to work with.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, that's all I have for the topic, Tom.
Thanks for the call, John.
You're welcome.
Mate.
About John McEnroe.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He's a crab apple.
I watched that documentary.
Did you like it?
I like the subject.
Here we go. I don't like it.
I like the subject.
Oh, okay.
I just wondered about the presentation.
Oh, okay. Sure.
didn't it just keep finding ways to annoy you?
No.
With the soundtrack?
No, found ways. I was completely engaged by it. There's a John McEnroe documentary on Criterion Channel for the remainder of January that is outstanding. And, at least I thought it was. And, it's not very good. So maybe we could all petition Criterion Channel, take it down earlier than the end of January.
It's French. So you have to expect a certain amount of pretentiousness. So it's got that going for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that guy tapping that card on the microphone. How many times does that occur in the movie?
Yeah.
I was like, is that necessary?
Yeah, it was. It actually was completely necessary.
But I'll say this, you know, the beginning where they're
I'll say this. Yeah, you're saying it.
In the beginning where they're showing his serve and just sort of how he contorts his body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was some amazing stuff.
Yeah,
I'm hoping ESPN will see that. Maybe do a 30 for 30 on early 80s tennis, which was probably the last time men's tennis was kind of compelling. I mean, you had Jimmy Connors, you had McEnroe. Those were McEnroe's best years, the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So between, you know, the fights with, you know, the umps, I mean, they must have some great stuff on that.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, hopefully they'll get it right, huh, Mike? They'll get the story right.
Like I said, it's a great subject.
It's a documentary. It's called John McEnroe in the Realm of Perfection, and it's amazing. To most people will enjoy it. There's a certain amount of there's apparently some outliers out there who think it's the subject is good, but yeah. Well, to each their own, huh?
Better luck next time.
Yeah. Okay. I'll keep swinging. I'll keep swinging, Chief.
What about Lauren Michaels?
No, he just sucks.
Why have you met him?
You know what? I haven't, but I've been in the same room with him.
See,
many
but that's
times.
The that is the that
path. I expected that from Brett or Mike. I didn't expect it from you. I didn't. This is what hurts the most, honestly.
Why have you met him? It was so fast.
Wow! I learned from Brett.
You did not learn that from Brett.
No, that was in you the whole time, Pat. You've been holding that for 7 years.
Brett and I are texting on the side now.
Oh, Brett, so Brett's coaching you. Brett's your zinger coach?
He's my Palpatine, you know. He's like, good.
Yes. The anger. I feel the anger inside young Pat. All right. So what else we got? Mike didn't like the documentary I loved.
I agree with you on fish, though. I had somebody trying to get me into them and sent me live shows. This is their best live show.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what that might be like. I wonder what that must feel like, huh, Mike? If somebody just telling you that something's good over and over. And it's, oh no, you listened to the wrong one. Pat.
Anyway.
All right. Okay. Give me another call, Pat. Besho, hi.
Hi there. Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Hi there. How are you tonight? This is Elizabeth from Philadelphia.
Elizabeth, I'm doing well. It's nice to hear from you. What's going on in Philly tonight?
You know, same old stuff. Inside all the time.
Yeah. The anger. Can you feel the anger on the streets?
Sometimes. Hopefully not tomorrow.
No. I hope so. I hope not never. I hope not
well,
never.
I did have a few for the topic.
Let's hear. What do you got?
Jason just got my Lorne Michaels, but I did defer to my old man from Pawn Stars.
That's right. The old man from Pawn Stars. That guy. He makes my skin crawl.
We also had Morrissey.
Not exactly a crab apple.
But in the same vein, maybe Mark E. Smith.
Mark E. Smith from The Fall might be a pretty good one. Let's think this one through. Mark E. Smith. Yeah, let's put him on the list. Hummus the crab apple. put him at 35, please. What else you got, Elizabeth?
We were going to say John Taffer, but then I kind of thought that he had some really nice upswings, some really caring moments on that show.
Yeah, he's more of a blowhard.
Yeah.
Than a crab apple. And there's a distinction.
There is.
Between blowhards and crab apples.
I agree. I threw in my parts.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Tom. We can't wait for your book.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.
You too. You have a grand evening. We got another call, Pat?
We do. We also have a hotline call.
Okay. Let's do the regular call first. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Woody in Rochester, New York.
Woody in Rochester, New York. What do you got for us, Woody?
Well, first of all, I feel like people are underestimating your crab apple this time.
Okay.
Everybody's being a little too deferential, don't you think?
Woody, I'm seeing where they say it goes. Am I a crab apple? Do I think I'm a crab apple? Yeah, I guess so. I know enough people say Tom's old crab apple.
I mean, like, in the best way. In the best way.
Oh, yeah, I'm not taking it as a negative thing.
On this list.
What's that?
You got a lot of great people on this list. I mean, you should be, you'd be, I'd be happy to be in the company of some of those people.
Mm-hmm. Need to look. I'm just going with the flow.
All right.
Like my guy KV said, you just keep on going with the flow. So, what do you got for me, Woody?
All right. First of all, I think Trump's going to pardon Papa John for any kind of future crime.
Papa John, that's a huge one. Papa John.
Right. Whatever.
He'll probably pardon Papa John. He'll probably pardon the progressive lady. Right.
Yeah.
He'll just pardon people from commercials.
Yeah, anything that airs on Fox where you get the commercial. Oh, so he'll get
Geico Gecko. He'll pardon the Geico Gecko.
Sure.
He'll pardon the football robot from Fox Sunday NFL.
Oh, the dumb CGI robot.
Yeah, Cletus.
J.K. Simmons.
He'll pardon J.K. Simmons. What do you mean?
Because he does the farmers commercials.
Oh yeah, he'll pardon him from the farmers commercials. He'll pardon Cliff Paul.
The general.
He'll pardon.
He's supposed to prove that he's pro military.
Yes. So what do you got for me? What do you got for me?
All right. I had a bunch, but I think the one that I want to make sure I get in is Siskel and Ebert. And you can split them up or keep them together.
Siskel and Ebert, that's a really good. They were pioneering crab apples.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great call. It's a great call. Number 20, please, for Siskel and Ebert.
Excellent. I love it.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Big you have fun. A great night, Woody. All right, give me the celebrity call, please. Hotline call. That is a celebrity. If it's who I think it is, this is a celebrity call.
Oh, hello.
I think this is who I think it is, right?
I think this is who you think it is. It's who you almost alluded to earlier. You sort of cut yourself off while you were previewing me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. You mentioned Harris, and it's important you mention Harris Whittles. And mm-hmm. It actually is very fitting and appropriate that my middle name, this is true, my middle name is Harris. So,
okay. Well, what's your first and last name?
My first name is Scott, and my last name is Rogowski.
Now, everybody, you should know who this is. Anybody remember, what is it called again? HQ?
It was 18 years ago, so it's hard to remember, but I think HQ, yeah, I think you're right.
This guy was the host of HQ, the game show on the app, and it was the hottest thing going, and then it just, they blew it. They blew it. He didn't blow it. They blew it.
They blew it. Like Derek Washington Jr., Memphis in the 2005 Conference USA tournament at the line.
Yeah.
Blew it.
They blew it. They had a good thing going. They killed the golden goose. But I'll say the one thing about why do I keep saying I'll say? Ay, ay, ay. Scott Rogowski, you showed him. You've gone on. You're doing your own things.
Did I?
baseball land. What was it called again?
What have I shown to who now? I did a show called Change Up on another app called The Zone, which was a casualty. One, you know, now 400,000 dead from coronavirus in this country. Also, Change Up on The Zone, another casualty of the virus.
400,000 humans and one app.
Yeah. So,
well, tragedy. I'm sorry about that. What does a Scott Rogowski see in 2021 as being your year? What is in the pipeline for a Scott Rogowski? Because look, you're a big baseball fan. You are what if in the world of entertainment, you the baseball equivalent would be you're a five tool player.
Yeah,
he's talented. He's handsome. He looks good on camera. He's funny. He can host something with professionalism and focus and isn't all sweaty and rambly.
And I can hit for average.
And he can hit for average and he plays defense.
Yeah. I'm mostly glove.
So what's 2021 hold for a Scott Rogowski?
Yeah, this is, can I get back to you in like November?
Sure, of course. No, of course. Look, everybody's year is up for grabs.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
I'll figure it out by December. But, I'm basically writing, I know I don't want to dampen things, but my personal feeling is 2021 ain't going to be too much different from 2020.
Ooh.
And, I'm looking at 2022, frankly. I think this one's still going to be a wash. Back-to-back washes. I know. On the eve of transition, and with the vaccine here, but not quite deployed, I just think, I'm not getting my vax until at least 2022. That's my feeling. I'm trying to be a realist here.
You mean before you'll get a shot?
Yeah.
You'll get the shot.
You think I'm getting the shot?
Yes.
I came up with a game with a friend of mine. It's a little fun little game. You pick the date you think you're getting the vaccine. And for every day you're off from it in either direction, you put a dollar in the pot. And then whoever's closest gets the pot. What do you think? Fun game.
I'll do it. I'll tell you when I'm getting the shot.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll call it.
Call it.
May 1st.
Wow.
And I think I'm being conservative with that. I think it's going to be earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking honestly, in all honesty, I'm a younger man. I'm thankfully no comorbidities. I'm not frontline worker. I'm not. So I'm thinking maybe realistically August 23rd. Dead of summer.
All right. All right. Yeah. I'm saying May 1st.
Right.
I think we'll I'm going to come we'll in. I think that's going to, I'm going to come in early on this one.
We'll donate the money to the food bank. How about that?
Let's do it. I was talking to somebody and they're just like, oh yeah, I got the vaccine already. I got it at the Pathmark. I was like, wait, are you sure that was the vaccine? Wasn't in the aisle. I mean, it just take it off a shelf. I'm sorry to tell you that wasn't the vaccine.
It was behind the Pathmark, yeah. It was a little tent behind the Pathmark next to the dumpster. Yeah.
But look, also, you're an entertainer. They're going to take care of you.
Oh yeah.
You're an entertainer. Somebody's going to see it's a guy from HQ. Oh, and they'll tell you they'll say, what do you want? What do you want? Pfizer, the other one, which one you want, Scott? Right.
Top shelf.
And you'll say, give me half and half.
Yeah. Sprinkle a little Moderna in there.
Yeah, give me a Pfizer with a splash of Moderna.
A chaser, yeah.
Yeah.
I want a little salt on my shot, too. Can I get some salt on the rim? Yeah. It's, look, I'm excited about the variants now. We got multiple, variants of the virus, so. Now I want, I'm a big baseball card collector. I want like trading cards of the different strains.
I don't know how I feel about this new Scott Rogowski who is excited about the new strains of COVID-19 and is also, feels that the world's going to end into 2021's a wash 2 weeks in already.
Yeah. This is the new me, baby.
This is new Ooh, evil Scott. Scott. This is evil Scott.
This is evil Scott like. Evil fish. Ooh. See that transition? The evil fish is a type of fish music. So the real reason, Tom, if you want to
you know, I can get gloomy and doomy all night, but I want to just bring things up a little bit and pep up your spirits, because I know you're getting into fish now, at least the audiobook.
I'm not getting into fish.
You're letting your guard down. You're letting it down.
I'm coping with fish. Coping with it.
Learning to live with fish.
I should like them, by all rights.
Yeah.
They provide everything I would want. Value for the buck. They do special shows and they cover albums and they have a fun time and they ride around a hot dog.
And a lot of vegetarian, vegan food in the lot.
You ever see the hot dog live? Did you go to Big Cypress? Did you see the hot dog?
I actually saw the hot dog at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland. They have it hanging there. That's as close as I've been to the hot dog.
Okay. Because they rode around on a hot dog.
Yeah. This is true.
So this fish, look, I'm not meaning to just go. I know we did Steely Dan a couple months ago, but this fish thing is on my brain now because I listened to this audio book and then I listened to a podcast series about the behind the scenes adventures of their big New Year's Eve concert for the Millennium in the swamps.
Oh yeah.
And, I was wondering, the one thing that it said about fish fans is that alligators even wouldn't eat them. The alligators were like, yeah, I'll sit this round out. These people are camping 2 feet from an alligator lake, and the alligators are like, nah, I'm not that hungry.
We might have lost a few in the you know, every festival loses a few, and I think the Gators might have gotten a couple in the back there.
Now, how many fish shows have you seen, Scott Rogowski? Let me see if I can guess. 19.
No, more than that.
More?
A 19. Yeah, more. I'm in the 30s.
You're in the 30s.
Yeah.
And what was the best one you ever saw?
Honestly,
Hampton, you see him at Hampton?
I saw him in Hampton in 04. They announced that show late. It was their last tour. It was supposed to be their breakup tour. And they announced last minute they're doing a Hampton show. And my buddy and I got tickets. We drove down there, went to Waffle House afterwards. It was fantastic. But my first show was the best show. And it's actually considered by fish historians and scholars of the band and fans alike that it's one of the best shows of recent vintage. And I say recent, you know, modern fish 2.0 and after. Because, you know, there's 1.0 before 2000, before they went on hiatus, 2.0 between, you know, end of 03, 04, and until 04 when they broke up until 09. And then 2009, and now we're at 3.0. So 2-28-03, February 28th, 03, at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York. This was my first show, and it was legendary. Legendary.
Did they do Game Henge?
I believe they played a couple, maybe one or two from Game Henge. They didn't do the whole Game Henge, but did you learn about Destiny Unbound?
No, I didn't.
Famous bust out. They hadn't played this song in 11 years, Tom. And they busted it out on my very first show, so I didn't know what the hell it was. I never heard it before. But
sure.
all the old heads in the crowd, it was like this wave, this magical crescendo, those opening notes, and people were like, what is this? And the old guys, oh, Destiny, Destiny. And then as soon as, you know, the vocals kicked in, the place was going nuts. I never felt such energy like that before. So, I mean, the Soul Shakedown Party, little Bob Marley cover, that was another bust out. Hadn't played that in a few hundred shows. And they just had a tweezer and a bathtub. And it was, man, it's a good one. It's a good one.
All right.
But I got the Rex for you. I know you're
looking. Because I said to Scott Rogowski after I listened to this fish thing, I was like, by all rights, I should like this band. They're like, they should be like if the Grateful Dead heard Pavement.
Yeah, you know, you brought up earlier Grateful Dead and Ween, all these things. They do get compared to Grateful Dead a lot. I don't, I honestly don't see it. Like, yes, they have the following gets compared, but musically, I mean, it's like saying Chipotle and Sweetgreen are the game just because are the same just because they're both fast casual restaurant concepts. It's different food. It's different.
All right, and
the music's very different. But you know what? They get compared to that all the time. I don't know. I think I know you have your different musical tastes, and I did re-listen to your episode with Harris from 2013, if you can believe it. And these are big Tevas to fill, I'm aware. So I called some friends to help me out with this recommendation. Alex, my old producer Alex Brazell, who you met, and Steph Port Photo, she takes photos of fish. She's a photographer of the scene. We all conferred, and, you know, you already listened to Chalk Dust. I don't remember what you heard from the Harris episode, but Chalk Dust, Carini, Bittersweet Motel, Simple, he played these for you. And you liked Bittersweet Motel the most. It was kind of the ballad, the slower one.
Okay.
So considering that, and you just mentioned KV, I was trying to think of the most Kurt Vile-y fish song.
But see, let me just say this, Scott. I don't mean to cut you off. This is what the fish fans always did to me. Harris Whittles did it. You're doing it right now. It's like, I'll find a reference point that sounds like something else. And they're like, did you hear that? Because Harris was just like, listen to this fish song. 15 minutes in, it sounds like The Who. And I know you like The Who. I'm just like, well, go listen to The Who, because The Who sound like The Who in the first second.
Right.
They don't have to wait 15 minutes before it evokes a band that I already am on board with.
Yeah. So you want the real, you want the unique fish, the essence, what makes fish, and unlike the other bands, even though they have many influences and they share a lot of favorites with you, you just want pure, uncut, unadulterated, quintessential fish.
Because I'll say this. You get fish going. Fish come back. Pandemic's over. Fish come back. I'll go to a fish show.
Yeah. I'll go with
you. I'll go to any show. You kidding? I'll go see anything. I'll go watch Mike Love shave his back. If they were selling tickets to that, I'd be like, yeah, I'll check it out. Where are the seats? So, no, but this fish thing. What have you seen? You never saw him ride the hot dog around. What did you ever see? What's the biggest stunt they ever did that you saw?
I haven't seen too many. So I saw a New Year's show in Miami. I can't remember these things. But they, the coolest thing was, a couple years ago now, the New Year's one was just a beautiful display. They had these crazy dancers and the aerialists and ribbons and different colors and glitter bombs. It was just like this beautiful visual tableau. And they were up and down, moving around. It was very cool. You know, it's very, you know, eye-catching and visual. And it's you got to be there, Tony. You got to experience this thing. I mean, the energy in the garden, those New Year's runs, nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Do you think you could, what do you say to the people who say that a fish show looks like a Nexium meetup?
Are there people who are saying this, or is this just you?
People are saying it.
People are saying it. Okay.
How do you respond to the fact that people are saying that a fish show and a Nexium lecture from Keith Raniere, they look like the same audience?
And Fish has played some great shows at the Albany, the Pepsi Arena.
Uh-huh.
And the Times Union. Yeah. Yeah.
What if you went to see Fish and Keith Raniere came out and played some of his legendary classical piano?
A lot of the fans, you look around, a lot of them got that Raniere vibe, I gotta say. There's a lot of Raniere overlap, just on purely in looks. I don't know if the branding overlaps so much. The forced branding.
Okay.
But look, Keith Raniere adjacent, I did just get a look at the Trump pardon list, and Fish bassist Mike Gordon made the list from those photographs he was taking
back in TJ Maxx.
Because what was he doing? He was riding a Segway around a TJ Maxx changing room or something?
You kept harping on this with Harris, too. I had nothing to do with TJ Maxx. But it was, I don't know, he's photographing younger women at a near Jones Beach, I think it was.
Okay. Frankly. It was like, I mean, is he a creep? Is he a creep?
I don't know. I've never met him. He's definitely an oddball. He's like he's the odd guy, you know?
Sure. All right. Look, I don't know what the deal with this guy is. I'm not endorsing him or condemning him prematurely. I don't know. I guess I'll have to do some Mike Gordon research.
I've met him.
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Jason, because Jason's a huge Fish fan.
Is he as nice as Pete Davidson?
No, he's not as nice as Pete Davidson. He was kind of creepy. I will say Mike Gordon was a bit creepy. Pete Davidson, on the other hand, sweetheart. Great guy. Yeah.
Yikes.
Who else have you met?
I mean, if you want the list, we can do the list.
Yeah, if we do a 50 people Jason's met. Top 50?
We can do a top 50. That might be a topic, actually.
All right, Jason, this is what I want from you for next week.
Okay.
Not top 50, top 20.
Top 20 people that I've met.
Yeah.
Okay.
And while we're talking about these lists, Tom, we're doing crab apples. How has nobody brought up Spike? And how is Spike not number one? I mean, he is the crab apple.
Spike is a crab apple. Spike, yeah, put Spike at number five. I'm still saying Lou Reed is crabbier than Spike.
Okay. But when I hear crab apple, I just think of Spike. And someone I've never met. But boy, that voice has stayed with me all the years.
So, Scott Rogowski, fish enthusiast.
Yeah. You want the wreck. You want the grand.
Give me the wrecks. Because, again, I'll say this. All these people, and this maybe flies in the face of the crab apple thing if people say Tom's old crab apple. I'm going to say this. Tom has so much love in his heart. He has so much love in his heart. He wants to find things that he loves and enjoys. And he hears all about fish. And sure, he talks in the third person and it's a little troubling, but that's what he does. And he hears about it. He says, well, I want to understand that. I want that. It's not unlike a baby Yoda when he looks at a gear shaft and is like, I want that. I want to try. I'm not a crab. I'm not just going, this sucks. That sucks. Meh, meh, meh. No, I'll try. I tried with the Grateful Dead. I tried. Mike gave me something, three CDs, the worst thing I ever heard in my life, of them playing Hunter. Where were they playing, Mike?
Cornell,
77.
Yeah.
77. The height of punk. And then these guys are up on stage playing a 45 minute version of Not Fade Away. No, but I tried. Julie Klausner put together a 2-hour Zappa playlist. I listened to every song on it. And Fish, I'll try. I listened to all the Steely Dan albums. I listened to every song on them. Every song I listened. I'll try. And now we get to Fish.
On behalf of fans everywhere, I'm grateful. I'm thankful that you're opening your heart to this the way you have with these other bands. It's good to see. And to be, first of all, mention the same breath as Steely Dan and Zappa, Grateful Dead. I mean, these are bands that I also very much enjoy.
So, well, that didn't do you any favors.
I know. This is... You know, you can't figure out why you can't like this band. I can't figure out why we can't agree on it, because I also love all your other bands that you like. So it's just, I'm just as confounded as you are, frankly. It's not as if I'm...
What's the entry point for me? What's the entry? Because this is the thing. Another thing is I can't understand the idea of bands that where you're just like, I can't understand the concept of a band where you're like, oh, well, the albums are terrible. Skip the album. Imagine if it was like, oh, yeah, Yeah, like Beatles. Oh no, the albums suck. Go listen to other stuff.
See, here's where I think I have a glimmer of hope that I could be the one to actually change the tide for you on this. And it's because I'm one of the rare fans. I get made fun of by my friends in the community. I've been made fun of this, but I happen to love the studio albums. Mm-hmm. And perhaps even more so than like the live recordings. I don't really listen to live recordings. I like to listen. If I'm listening to them, I listen to the studio albums. And of course, I go to the shows and I love it live. But when I want to listen to it, I like the studio cuts. So maybe that odd aspect of my fandom will actually do me well here.
Sure, sure. Okay. Well, I'm up for that. Where do I start, Scott Rogowski?
I think the consensus is that the album Billy Breathes, 1996, album Billy Breathes is probably the purest Fish album and the best way to get into it in terms of this. It's soft and sweet at times, but it's got the rock songs and the title track Billy Breathes. If I'm going to give you one song to listen to, it would be the title track Billy Breathes. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful song. I don't think anybody can listen to that song and not like it. So I would really, I'd really love to hear your take on Billy Breathes. And another whole album I can recommend, Story of the Ghost from 98. And if you want to pick one on that one, I would go with Rogue. It's got a nice, you know, earthy, rootsy, kind of woodsy vibe. I don't know. I'm trying to find something that you might jive with. And I think that song, but that whole album is fantastic. Even the opening track, Ghost. So those are the two albums and the two songs in those albums. And then, I mean, I could mention some other, you know, kind of ballad, softer ones, Life Boy, If I Could, Dirt. I think you might dig those. And then if you want to go harder, because I know, you know, you didn't really like the harder stuff that Harris was playing for you, but.
Wait, that was really, the harder stuff?
Well, like Chalk Dust Torture, Carini, yeah, that's hard, man.
What's that, the ESPN, the Sports Center theme?
They did cover that at some point, I think. But, yeah, I don't know. I think if you want to go even harder with it, more angular, Split Open and Melt is like a
Split Open. So we got Billy Breathes, the LP. I'll listen to the whole record. Okay. Story of the Ghost, I'm going to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
What's that one? Split Open, what?
Split Open and Melt. It's just, if you want a one-off kind of, you know, different kind of take on the sound that they'll
and that's
you.
That's a standalone song.
That's a standalone song. And I'm going to leave you with one more.
What's that?
It was my number one played song from 2020 on my Spotify, Year in Review. And it was off of Fish's new album, which came out April 1st of this year during the pandemic. Well, the album's called Sigma Oasis, but the song they've been playing in their live repertoire for a few years previously, it's called Everything's Right. And, you know, I happen to think it was basically my personal pandemic anthem. I put that song on. In my headphones, I get the city bike, and I just bike up and down the Hudson River, and, you know, the city's completely empty. Actually, I was biking right through the middle of time, so there's nobody around. This is like March, you know, it was April. And, it just got me going, and it made me feel good, and made me feel optimistic through all this. And it's just a beautiful song. It's bouncy, it's got a nice groove, and the studio version is fantastic. They recorded it like the live version. It goes like for 10 or 11 minutes, the studio version. So, Everything's Right. Give it a shot. And if
all right.
You know, I don't have to like it, but I love it.
Scott Rogowski, I'm willing to try.
And we'll reconvene. How long? Week or two? What do you need?
You check in next week. Let's check in next week. And also, good congratulations, Scott. You got pardoned.
Woohoo!
I just looked at the list.
I'm on the list.
Scott Rogowski got pardoned. And,
dare I ask what? Just for a blanket?
It says between you and, you said, it just says he knows.
Between me and my maker.
Yeah, it just says, it says reason, he knows.
He knows what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I can think of a few things.
Well, Scott, you are a dream come true. I appreciate you helping with this.
I'm honored.
The Fish Army salute you, I'm sure. Do you own any Fish t-shirts?
Oh, so many. So many.
I don't know if you know this, but I have a something that's been keeping me busy. Has been my side project, my Quiz Daddy's Closet Instagram page, which is a is where I put all my. I've been selling off my vintage clothing collection, which I've been accumulating for 20 years: T-shirts, sweatshirts, jerseys, hats, all sorts of stuff. And all the money's been donated to various charities since I started doing this in June of 2019. Raised a lot of good money this year for the MS Society and food banks and Donors Choose and a lot of Black Lives Matter causes. So I do have fish shirts that I've sold on there, but I've got about 40 shirts that I'm keeping for my personal NFS, not for sale collection. I got some really good ones, too, from the early 90s. Very excited about
them. Okay. All right. Well, look, you're into it, and you got your thing, and you're doing a good job, and you and Perry Schell, your other T-shirt buddy, are you're selling your T-shirts for charity. It's very exciting.
Yeah, Perry's the best. We've been doing these live streams together on Instagram. It's a lot of fun. And
when's the next one? When's the next one coming up?
You know, that's a good question. We haven't done one in a few weeks, but we should get one on the books. Maybe at the end of the month. We'll put one on the books.
Okay. Well, Scott Rogowski, you call next week, and I'm going to tell you all about what I thought of this fish, and thank you.
I'll be on pins and needles, Tom. Yeah, talk to you then.
You have a grand night.
You too, man. Bye-bye.
Bye. Nice guy. Nice guy. Guy gets it. Scott gets it. Rogo gets it. And a night where Dudio's fighting with Brett. Brett's fighting with Dudio. Mike's fighting with Pat. Pat's fighting with Dudio. Everyone hates me. A guy like Scott Rogowski rolls in, and suddenly everybody's nice again. It's very sweet.
Hey, Tom.
Yes?
We got about 20 or so to fill, and I think we can do it. We got a lot on the internet that have come in that are really good ones.
Well, let's boogie. What do we got? You want to give me a call first, and then we'll go over ones on the internet?
You got it. Line 3.
Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Jared in Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh, I know this guy. This is a guy from Flannel Graph Records.
That's me, baby.
This guy's awesome. He put out the Rock Rotten Rule vinyl.
That's LP. Right. Still have a couple if someone still needs one.
Still available.
Yeah. Hey, I you're probably towards the end of the show, so I'll make this quick. I have a name for the list of crab apples.
What do you got?
Henry Warnemont.
Who?
Henry Warnemont, Punky Brewster's foster dad.
No, I'm not putting him on the list.
Come on, he's crabapple, right?
Yeah. He can make your crabapple list. Sorry, Jared.
All right.
Hey, who's, you know Bill who's Bill Ballot? Bill Belichick? Number 22? Did that somebody get actually removed and then the name got?
I have no idea. No, it's I don't know why I did that.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, Jared.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks.
You got any other ones?
Considering it. You already mentioned Walter Matthau, but how about a fictional character that he played, Mr. Wilson from the comics, Dennis the Menace?
See, but he's just a douche to me.
Yeah.
He's more just a straight-up douche. I don't see any either. What's redeeming about Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace?
He loves the kid, eventually, just like Mr. Henry Warnemont with Punky. Deep down, they love the kids, so they're like,
"This guy's bringing up this guy Punky Brewster. What's he getting a commission every time he mentions Punky Brewster?"
You know, and we're rebooting it for Peacock, and it's coming soon. And
well, best of luck with that. That sounds like an exciting proposition. That finally, Punky Brewster's coming back.
It really is, though. We're joking, but it actually is for real.
Okay. Well, I don't doubt it. It sounds very believable. All right. Hey, thank you, my friend.
You know the Neil Young album, Living with War?
I do.
I feel like that's you now, but living with fish.
I hope not.
You're just fish.
I'll tell you, my worst nightmare is going to be if suddenly I like some of these songs.
I've never listened to the albums except for one that I got as a Christmas gift. This is making me curious. I might go back and listen to them all. Anyway, keep up the good work, Tom. Hopefully I'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
soon.
You have a grand evening. Next call, please. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Connor from Tampa.
Connor from Tampa. You sound pretty proud of that, huh?
Yeah, it's all right. It's a weird place.
You should be. You should be proud.
Yeah,
What do you got, Connor? What do you got?
All right. I have one for the topic, and I just very quickly wanted to comment on one of Mr. Rogowski's suggestions.
Okay. What do you got for the topic first?
All right. So I think someone mentioned it on Twitter already, but Todd Barry.
Yeah, let's put Todd on the list. 38, please, for Todd Barry. Put him right next to his buddy David Letterman, who he wrote a viewer mail letter to. No, he was on. He called in on as a young man. Very good. Now, what's your beef with Scott Rogowski's fish list?
Mostly no beef. I'm a huge fan of Mr. Rogowski. I actually saw him at a show once. He gave some great suggestions. I might say to hold off on the split open and melt for a little while. That might scare you off, I'm afraid.
Might scare me off? You don't think I can hang? You don't think I can hang with it?
I don't know. That's one.
The most insulting thing I've ever heard. Now I'm like, no. Now you press my buttons.
Oh no, not my intention.
Where do you listen to Split Open and Mel? What's the best version of that? Lawn Boy.
So that's a live vehicle. That's kind of sort of the mainlining the angry fish, the angry, dissonant, discordant, spacey, gets a little away from you type fish.
Mm-hmm.
But you might like it.
I'm starting with that one now. Starting. Somebody tell me the right version of Split Open and Melt to listen to. All right. Thanks, buddy. Pat, what do you got? Anything?
For my list?
Yeah.
Well, early on when you guys were talking about Neil Young, I thought, you know, he was kind of always a crab apple, but the guy who became one, especially in his old age, was David Crosby. I think Crosby deserves to be on that list, too.
I would see. This is the thing. We did so much listening to So Far on the So Far show, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young program, where we reviewed their catalog album by album, year by year. That David Crosby, we've all developed a knowledge of David Crosby, but you feel he should be on the list.
I think he deserves to be on it, but lower than
Jason. Jason.
Yeah, he's got some crab apple moments. I'd put him pretty low. I'd put him right around Neil.
42.
Fair enough.
Now, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Number 40, David Crosby.
Good. And how about Judge
Number
Judy?
41, Stephen Stills. Number 42, Graham Nash. We literally have Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young in order on the list. Thank you, Mary. I love this. Mary, one of my favorites. Hard stuff, scare you off. What would a fish fan think of Cannibal Corpse? You don't know. You know the stuff I've listened to? You can't hang with it. You're not going to be able to handle it. You ever listen to Metal Machine music in one sitting? I've done it multiple times. And I do it again. All right, what's next? Who else you got, Pat?
Judge Judy.
Yeah, she's a pretty good crab apple. 47 for Judge Judy, please.
Mark Maron.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine.
Yeah, but he's a good crab apple.
Though. 12. I love him.
Lewis Black?
No. He's a faux crab apple.
What, you think it's an act like Larry the Cable Guy?
I do. Think he's doing crab face.
What about Jen Kirkman?
Nah, not enough of a crab apple.
Do you know Annie Donnelly?
No, I don't. Who's that?
She's like a big name in the alt New York comedy world. Brett might know Annie Donnelly.
She's great, very funny.
The queen of mean in the alt scene, I'd say.
Okay, well, I'm not familiar enough to put her on the list. It's not a slight to Annie, but I just don't know.
A lot of people online were saying Ringo.
Nah, he's a clod. It was 50 biggest clods.
Charles
Barkley.
We
mentioned Harrison Ford earlier.
Harrison Ford has to be a Harrison Ford number 11.
There you go.
Who else we got? Who else were people talking about online?
Oh, Charles Barkley.
Yeah, that's a good one. Charles Barkley can go number 20. Charles Barkley, let's put him at number 34, his former uniform number.
Chevy Chase was another one.
Nah, he's a douche. Let's too see. Douchey to be a crab apple.
Tom
mean. There's a meanness there. Who?
Tom Waits.
No, you sucks.
Colin Quinn.
Yeah, he's kind of curmudgeonly. Let's put him at 46.
And then I got
Steve Coogan, got
a few more calls on hold.
Steve Coogan ain't no crab apple. Give me another call, please. Any other ones, Jason, in the meantime?
Steve Martin?
He bums me out. He's an unfun crab apple. Crab apples should be a little fun when they're crab apples.
Oh, Orson Welles.
Orson Welles is a good crab apple.
Oh, yeah. That was on. People were talking about him a lot.
9 for Orson Welles.
Valerie Solanas?
Valerie Solanas is not making the crab apple list.
Yeah, I was thinking of more extreme examples.
Sure. Yeah, I would say that's an extreme example for sure.
Howard Unruh. You know Howard Unruh?
No, I don't. Who's that?
Howard Unruh, on September 6, 1949, they called it the Walk of Death in Camden, New Jersey. The first mass murder. He killed...
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have you.
13 people in 12 minutes.
Boy, he seemed pretty crabby.
And it was because... He was bickering with his neighbor about a gate. So
I might sit Harold Unruh out from the fun crab apple list.
But here's the funny thing: I was doing a little research today.
Yeah,
and there's picture. They put him in a psychiatric unit for the rest of his life. He never even went on trial.
Okay,
it was a weird thing. But there's pictures of him later in life, and he looks exactly like Will Ferrell's makeup that he wears when he does Harry Carey. if people want to look that up.
Okay. That's a fun little sidebar.
But here's another one. In my research, I discovered that a
research.
I saw that there was an engagement. Catherine Ann Howard got engaged to Joshua Wayne Unruh. So in the engagement announcement, it's literally the name Howard Unruh. What are the chances of that happening?
Well, life is filled with magical moments.
I call it the universe winking at me.
Uh-huh.
I had another moment like this recently. I was listening to the radio. And it's Sunday morning, you know, they have all these doctor shows on.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
And there was a 92-year-old guy on there. And he's talking about how small his penis has gotten over, you know,
okay.
He's 92 years old. But he used a phrase that just sort of, like I said, was like the universe winking at me. He says, now, in the morning, he pinches a bunch of skin and points towards the toilet.
All right. Yeah. I wish the universe would wink at me like that. Yeah, now this, what you just said, if somebody transcribed what you just said, that was like a manifesto right there. You could have read that at the Capitol 2 weeks ago and fit right in. If you would have read the last 5 minutes of what you just said, you just put a Viking horns on your head. You would have fit right in. No. All right. Who you got on the line?
Caller.
Best show. Hi.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Simon from Ontario, Canada.
What do you got for me, Simon?
I got a couple. This first one, I'm not exactly sure if this is in Crabapple. It might be a little too violent, but Russell Crowe?
Yeah, let's put him at 45, Russell Crowe.
He brawls a bit, but he's still kind of...
Yeah, no, like, but he's exactly. He comes unglued. But like when he dealt with the guy from, I never thought I'd see the guy from Icicle Works, the 80s man, fighting with Russell Crowe on Twitter over whether the movie Master and Commander was boring or not. But I did.
I didn't know Russell Crowe had Twitter.
He's on it. Anything else, buddy?
Yeah, I got one more. Squidward.
Nah, that character bums me out.
No? Oh. Yeah, he does.
All that SpongeBob stuff bums me out for some reason.
Yeah, it's true.
I like the squirrel.
Oh, yeah, right.
The squirrel?
Yeah, I think it's a squirrel.
All right.
Sandy,
Thanks for the call, buddy. Anything else? Oh, by the way, at the top of the show, we heard Islands with Disarm the Car Bomb from their album Vapors. One of my favorite albums, one of my favorite people, one of my favorite songs. Can't go wrong with Islands. Sweet, sweet Nick Thorburn. All right, look, we came close tonight. We didn't find out about the pardons, apparently. Except for Steve Bannon. I'm being told he's going to be pardoned. Is there a caller on the line?
Yes.
Besho, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Joseph from Fort Worth.
Joseph from Fort Worth. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, Tom. I have crab apples, rather.
What do you got?
Steve Albini.
Yeah, Steve Albini's a pretty good crab apple. Let's put him on.
Clint Eastwood.
24. Put him at 24, please. And who else you got?
Clint Eastwood.
What was that? Clint Eastwood. I gotta disable that. For some reason, I'm getting notifications making sounds.
Oops.
That's on me. Clint Eastwood. Yeah, put him at 36, please.
We got 10 spots or so.
10 to go. Well, maybe we'll carry this over. Okay, let's do the final. How many calls do you have left?
Two on hold.
Two, we're going to go. Everybody gets 1 minute. Best show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Heather in Brooklyn.
Heather, we got 1 minute. You got 1 minute. I'm sorry, we're running out of time. Who makes the list?
Okay, for me, in terms of someone that has a zest for life, like not someone that's just angry, Rizzo from Greece.
Rizzo from Greece, that's pretty good. Should we do Stockard Channing overall or just Rizzo from Greece?
I don't know. In the West Wing, she's very calm. She doesn't really have
okay. All right, let's go Rizzo from Greece, 26.
And I also had Orson Welles when he was speaking about Woody Allen because it was like grumpy, but for the good of the truth.
Yes. No, we got Orson Welles as number 9.
Okay. I have Lydia Lunch as well, but that's kind of niche.
Yeah, I don't know if she's as crab apple-y. I don't know. Let me marinate on that one.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Heather. Have a good night. Our final call. Best show. Hi.
Hey, this is Klon in Athens.
What do you got for me, buddy? Good, good.
How about Billy Childish?
Yeah, that's a crab apple. 32, Billy Childish, please.
Good, good. What about John Huston?
John Huston. I wonder how much of a crab apple is he. I think Orson Welles might cover the John Huston spot.
That's a good point. It's been a good episode, Tom.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Anybody else?
What about Miles Davis? He seems crabby.
He is crabby. No, Miles Davis should make the list. Put him in, please, 18 for Miles Davis. Very good. All right. Thank you for the call.
9 slots remain.
9 slots remain. We'll get to them in the next week. We'll get to those slots. Let me think what we got to take care of here. I got to tell everybody, best show. You go to patreon.com/thebestshow. We got the stickers. We're figuring out the sticker. We're coordinating the mailings now, and they are going out to everybody who gave $5 or more to the Patreon. And you know what? You figured out if you really want a sticker, you shoot me a message over at Patreon, and we'll figure something out to Patreon. And the only way the best show makes money is patreon.com/thebestshow. And that's how we keep the lights on and keep the show going. We got more Meet My Friends, the Friends coming up. Very soon. We're going to start filling it up and doing it, and it's going to be a good time. And, yeah. And Mike, do you want to, say something before we wrap up?
Yeah, I'm just glad to be back. If anybody wants to speak to me directly, the line's always open, and you know, we could have a discussion. So I'm just glad to be back on the best show.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, look, we go through stuff and we're all here, and anybody has anything they want to say, you can reach out to Mike directly, and, the listeners, we appreciate the listeners, and, yeah. And we're all going to do better going forward. All of us, myself included. So, all right. Well, let's come back next week, and we will do a show with the, we'll wrap this list up and we'll have some fish So we'll talk about fish next week. Fish. I don't want to listen to these songs. Do I have to listen to them? Please don't make me listen to the fish songs. Well, I guess I'm
like them.
What's that?
I don't think you're going to like them in the end. I just don't. Knowing you and coming from a place where I used to be a very big fish fan, I don't think you're going to like it. And I think that's okay.
I thought of the stuff I've listened to, I thought the Billy Breeds album was kind of pleasant. It didn't make me become a big fan, but I think they're very talented musicians. They're just not good singers or songwriters. That's sort of how I sum up Fish. Very talented musicians, though.
Okay. Pat, Fish, where are you at with Fish?
No fish.
No fish. All right. No fish for Pat. Best show for Pat. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Everybody, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. And everybody be safe and don't be stupid. Is that the best way to say things? New chapters. Everybody be safe. Don't be stupid. So let's listen to On the Way Out. I'll play a little bit of this, but we'll fade it down. Hawkwind!